WMMR, Philadelphia.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Listening to Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
If we don't destroy them, they'll take over the town, maybe the world.
With Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison.
You are a couple of freaks.
Plus,
Casey Boy, Kathy Romano, and some guy named Nick. And now, Preston and Steve on 93.3.
Very surreal, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the inaugural broadcast of the Preston and Steve Show.
That's the best intro ever.
I think so. I'd have to say so. It is a Monday morning, and we are here in the studios of WMMR, and we have a full day ahead of us. And we'll begin in true fashion. Why a weather forecast, a stellar weather forecast. All right, today, sunny. High's going to get up to about 74 tonight. Partly cloudy, cool, low down to about 50. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of about 66. And tomorrow, partly sunny, high about 68. We have a lot going on this morning, but we will get to the news in a moment and see what's up. Kathy, what do you got on the way for us?
There was a small plane crash in Atlantic City yesterday. A tragic end to the Dadville Regatta this weekend. A couple in Bucks County was stabbed to death in their home on Saturday. And most importantly, President Steve Rebecca.
Yay! Beautiful. All right, so we have a busy day ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going to be expecting your calls this morning, a lot to get to. Our number here at WMMR 215-263 WMMR. We begin with Pearl Jam, WMMR. MMR rocks.
Deadly in pools of maroon blue.
on the WMMR MMR Rocks. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Welcome. It is the Preston and Steve Show, the inaugural, the beginning, the start.
And the end.
And the end.
One lump sum.
Day number one at WMMR. And we have a lot to get to today, and we also have a lot of, we got to iron out the bumps and figure out the studio and whatnot. So bear with us. This is your disclaimer now.
Yeah.
All right.
Tapers alert, we call it.
Let's get a look at traffic and see what we got going on this morning. Kathy, what do you got for us?
We have an accident now in Delaware County, Upper Chichester, Route 452 at 95. Watch for that accident there. The rest of 95 in good shape, same for the Schuylkill Expressway and the Blue Route if you're traveling over from New Jersey, 295, the 42 freeway, and Route 55, all checking out just fine. No problems crossing the bridges. This traffic report is brought to you by our local Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, see your participating Toyota dealer during May for a tire special. Buy three and get the fourth one for $1. And ask about a brake service special. Toyota moving forward, and that's your traffic on WMMR.
And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, see, 16th of May. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, guys. Yesterday afternoon, a 10-passenger corporate jet trying to land at an airport in Atlantic City ran off the runway and ended up in a nearby bay. Four people on board were quickly rescued by a passing boater and some nearby residents, and they only suffered minor injuries. They were taken to Atlantic City Medical Center, where they were treated and released.
I saw the story this morning on the news, and they were reporting it, and then I saw the picture in the paper. They were saying, like, a Cessna, and I was thinking, like, a little two-seater thing. It's like a little jet.
It's pretty damn big.
It's like a 10-passenger jet.
Yeah, it's like a Learjet type thing.
And they just started showing the in-flight movie.
Shuck-a-lot. Well, thank God it crashed then, because nobody wanted to watch that.
Yeah, they took control of the wheel.
The four on board were visiting Atlantic City for a convention. The jet is still in the water and is expected to be towed away sometime today. 61-year-old Eric Larson was piloting the plane. He told officials that
he had
departed from Burlington, Vermont around 2:45 and was in the process of making a routine touchdown when the braking system apparently failed.
I saw a duck.
The jet then went off the end of the runway and into the water, but thankfully they're all okay. This year's Dadville Regatta ended in a horrible tragedy. A junior bowman from Boston College collapsed after winning the varsity lightweight eight. 20-year-old Scott Leo from Pittsfield, New York, apparently suffered a heart attack during the race. After crossing the finish line, a teammate, Ned Borgman, saw that Leo was unconscious. He began CPR on Leo. When the EMTs arrived, they attempted to resuscitate him with a defibrillator on the dock. And they said, you know, when a team wins at the finish line, the crowd just goes crazy. So, this team had won. Everybody was going crazy. They said, all this was happening right on the dock, right in front of everybody. So, you know, it kind of just went from cheers to complete silence. They said people were praying out loud and crying.
I'm sure. And a lot of times when the rowers, when they pass the finish line, won't they kind of collapse after just...
Right. It's a ceremonial heart attack.
Well, out of exhaustion, they'll just kind of lay back and go, over. So I wonder how long the guy laid there before they realized he was having a damn heart attack.
Did you see the picture of the guy on the Inquirer trying to give him CPR?
It is scary.
Oh, God. So it must have been like a massive heart attack.
Yeah. He dropped like that.
Leo was rushed by ambulance to Hahnemann Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. An autopsy was done yesterday, but the results have not been released. This was the first time in the regatta's 67-year history that such a tragedy occurred. Six events remained when Leo collapsed, and they started the races up again about 30 minutes later.
Yeah, that cast a pall on the rest of the event.
Yeah, pretty much. The investigation continues into a double murder inside a Warminster home. Bucks County District Attorney Diane Gibbons says the couple found dead inside the home Saturday afternoon was stabbed to death, not shot multiple times, as initial police reports indicated.
Yeah, thank God. Ooh, I was worried there, but now they were simply stabbed to death instead of shot.
Originally, they were saying maybe it was like a murder-suicide, but now they're saying that's not the case, that they were both stabbed.
Murder-suicides are harder when you're stabbed. You'll be dead in a few minutes. Then I start on me. We got to get a gun, honey. Really.
Stop it. The victims have been identified as 44-year-old Carol Dino and 47-year-old Wayne Dino. Gibbons says she wants worried neighbors to know that she doesn't believe the killer is someone who just stumbled upon the couple's house. These are clearly two first-degree murders, she said.
I just want to assure you it's probably a random sociopath.
No, it's not random. They're saying that they were targeted. The question is why neither Gibbons nor police are releasing any possible motive as the investigation and search for the suspect continues. And most importantly, some good news today. The president is Steve Show is debuting on 93.3 W. And we actually have a clip of that.
Oh, okay.
Today, the President Steve Show is debuting on 93.3 W.
So if you weren't there for when she said it,
right.
Okay, and in sports this
time.
I forgot about that.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
You have to ease people into that.
Is that right? Padilla? Okay, got his first win.
As you can see, those of you who are not familiar with our show, that we are the sports leader in Philadelphia, and we have the premier sportscaster in Kathy Romano here.
Despite walking six batters, the Bills got two of their four runs from Chase Utley and Bobby Abreu.
Got
no,
that name
it's not
right,
Utley.
Too.
Oh, I did? Good. Awesome.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
Who homered for a seventh time in eight games? The Phillies will have a day off before hosting the Cardinals tomorrow night. The Soul finished up their season with a 55-52 loss to Columbus and missed the playoffs by a mere five games or so. The Phantoms finished
so close.
On Friday
you can pass
night.
A credit card through.
On Friday night, and we'll host Providence in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals this Friday night, and that's what I have for you this morning.
All right.
Yeah.
How do we feel today?
I feel great.
You feel pretty good?
Yeah, it's the methadone, but I feel great.
Good. I'm glad to hear that's working. Yeah, you're getting weaned off. It's going to be an interesting day of transition here this morning. We have a couple of things we're going to get to. I mean, obviously, we're going to take a lot of phone calls, which is part of our show. And throughout the course of the morning and, you know, the following weeks or so, we want to welcome those who have not experienced our show as of yet. And we want to welcome back all those who have been with us for years.
Yeah.
Who are coming over to WMMR to share some time with us in our new home, and we'll get up to speed in short order, hopefully.
Yeah, the shorter the better.
But we'll.
Do we ever get up to speed last time around? I don't know.
We'll see how it all goes. And our phones are always open 215-263-WMMR. That's 9667. Should you need to get in touch with us, we'll kind of ease into it a little bit. We're gonna, you know, talk about what we've been up to a little bit, but also there's some current stuff we've got to get to right away.
Oh yeah,
and we'll see what's going on, but we'll have one of our good old friends stopping by. In fact, he's supposed to be here
already.
He
should be here right now.
Yeah?
He's still picking melons.
Oh. Okay.
But we'll get Jose in here.
Jose!
And if those of you who have not met Jose before, it should be an experience for you.
But I missed him.
He's going to help us do some giveaways. We'll do What You Say, Jose, and we have a few other things planned. So let's go ahead and take our first break,
yep.
Which is for Jose, as always.
Yes.
And we'll come back and
Jose!
Just... Here's the President's Steve Show on WMMR. Do not move.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Right now, your Volkswagen dealer.
MMR rocks, music from Papa Roach. It's the Preston and Steve Show. Monday morning, welcome, friends. Welcome to our new home. And welcome to Sound Effect Hell, by the way. It's about 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. And beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day today. It really doesn't look like it right now, but it's going to be a mix of sun and clouds, high 74. It's a perfect day. We thank you guys for joining us this morning. Should you feel the need to get in touch with us at any time, you can do so very simply. 215-263-WMMR, the request line number. And very soon, probably by tomorrow, we'll have our instant messenger up and running.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
set to go, and we have a few other phone lines that we're going to give to you that you can get in touch with us and leave some messages and things like that. So stay close. We will have that information. So here it is. Our first day at WMMR, we're gonna do the stupid question like we've been doing for a while in a little bit. But you know, maybe we should go to some phone calls. Phones
you
have
been going, a few calls.
They've been going nuts since 5:30 this morning, so we might as well just see if anybody's out there and what the hell they want to talk about. Let's start off with I don't even know, Casey. You got to pull up the
No kidding. You asked for something else.
Yeah, we're back
Remember?
Into the groove.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, that's coming up. We're gonna go to the phones first.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling
me. Right, it'll take just a minute.
There you go.
All right, here it is. I have Pete on. Hi, Pete. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
What's up, brother?
I just want to say it's so great to hear you guys back on the radio.
Well, thank you very much.
Have you been up all night, Pete?
No,
thanks a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been up all night.
Okay. We get a lot of third shift people listening at this time. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Pete.
Yeah. Oh, and tell Kathy I said something.
Okay.
Boom!
Yes!
Thank you.
We love it. Let me go next to Steve. Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, Preston and Steve Show. How's everybody this morning?
Damn good.
Beautiful. How you doing, Steve?
It's been way too long since I've heard your voices on the radio, guys.
Really? It hasn't been that long.
It hasn't
long.
Been. It seems that way.
Could have been worse.
Has it been just shy of 3 months, I think, like two and three quarters or something like that.
Yeah, and we've been so busy.
Well, I miss the old places change. Everybody said it was pretty abrupt. It was from one song to the next. I come in, I'm coming to work the next morning. and no Preston and Steve.
But yeah, now we're back.
Yes.
And playing all rap all the time.
You guys, congratulations to your move to the greatest radio station in the
world. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Let me go next to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
You guys rock!
For the love, Mike. What's up, man?
Hey, it's good to hear you guys back on the air.
Thank you very much.
I won, like, a prize pack from you from the other radio.
You didn't get it.
I bet you never got it.
He's calling to collect.
No, what happened was is I won it about, no kidding, like, the other car. No less than a week later, I turn on the radio station. I'm like, what the heck is this stuff? I can't believe what they were playing. I'm like, Jesus. Criminy, you know?
Well, it wasn't like it was Chinese. It was just a different type of music. But yeah, but we're here now. So
yeah, it's not what I was used to.
Yeah.
Know?
Did you ever get your prize?
Yes, I did. Thank you, guys.
Okay. We didn't have a thing to do. It was a Schindler's List prize pack.
I didn't know we had
those. Yeah, we had those.
Let me go to Lindsay next. Hi, Lindsay. Good morning. Thank you, Lindsay.
Let me into work. I was trying to find out why there was... I was standing at my radio... flipping back and forth through the stations, go, where are they? Freaking out.
You know, the funny thing is that we pretty much know that we sort of suck, but I guess, I guess in the broad scheme of things, we're okay. You know?
I've been waiting for this day. My life is complete now.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet. All right,
please play Hoot Toot.
There it is. We will get to the Hoot Toot. If we get a chance, we'll have to play the whole
roster. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. We'll take phone calls throughout the morning. We do have some stuff that we're going to get to. We are not just going to sit here and say have calls of people saying glad you're back, blah blah blah.
Or if you're not glad we're back.
But I do want to do a stupid question, which is something that we do at 6:30. It's just a useless trivia question, just to kind of get things rolling, give some stuff away. What can I give away here, Case?
Whatever you want, man.
Give me a prize. I think I have a specific prize.
You know, we're part of Mayhem now. You want to do a little Mayhem giveaway?
No, I think there's a specific
prize
allotted for this particular feature.
Yeah, whatever.
That's our producer, folks. He's on the ball.
This producer's going to shove something up your butt.
Let's see. We have up for grabs the White Noise. White Noise is a...
That's the Michael Keaton parapsychological movie.
Yeah, we have it on DVD, courtesy of Universal Studios Home Entertainment. Here is your question. Now, there are two broadcast locations of WMMR signal. One is at Liberty One, and the other one is at the PSFS building. What does PSFS stand for? Hmm. Do you know?
That's a good question.
215-263-WMMR. Joe, clear the lines, please. Make sure we get somebody who is calling specifically to answer this, and we'll get an answer in just a moment. Let's see what we got going on birthday-wise. Today is the 16th of May. Tori Spelling is 32 years old.
The
today.
Mega talent.
Yes, her boobs are 5 years old.
Are you serious, Kathy?
She's so pretty.
You got it.
Sarcastic.
You know what? She also has one of the most bizarre boob jobs. It looks like she asked them to install a cup holder in her cleavage. Have you seen that?
Well, because she's all bone, and then she has these things planted on her chest.
Yeah, yeah. It just looks bizarre. The greatest day of her life is when she came out of Aaron Spelling's penis. She was guaranteed work for the rest of her life.
She's 32 years old. David Boreanaz is 34. Is Angel? That's not on
anymore. No, but he has a new series.
What is it?
Angel 2? No, okay. I think it's actually like a sitcom or something.
Tracy Gold, speaking of skinny girls, she is 36 years old today.
Show me that smile.
She had that that run with bulimia and anorexia pretty bad.
And then she got into an accident with her kids in the car.
Flipped an SUV, yeah. And I think she had to, her husband and her kids were in the car, and she had to do some public service.
Also celebrating birthday today, Janet Jackson.
Janet.
She is...
That's my sis.
With
Matt.
She is 39 years old.
Those are boobies. Those are disgusting.
She's 39. And is she... No, I guess she's not going to be in the trial at all. Has she been there?
She's shown up a few times. You know, because if you want to show that you're a good moral compass, you bring the knocker flasher to the courtroom.
Yeah.
Chris Novoselic of Nirvana is 40 years old today and has pretty much done nothing with his life after Nirvana.
No, now he's a politician.
Yeah, he was dabbling with that a little bit. I know he wrote a book, but he hasn't really, you know, he hasn't amounted to a whole much, compared to Dave Grohl, of course.
Right, yeah. An amazing thing is, like, Gopher became a successful politician for the Love Boat. if you can't top that, you're in bad shape.
Boyd Tinsley, he's the violinist from Dave Matthews Band. He's 41 today. Deborah Winger is 50 years old.
What's she doing?
You know what? I don't know. And I never got the whole Deborah Winger thing. She was kind of the it girl for a while there.
Urban Cowboy.
And the Officer and the Gentleman.
Right.
I never really thought
Way
she
to
was...
Go, Paula.
I never really thought she was hot or anything, but she she's, I don't know, she's 50 years old today. Pierce Brosnan is 53.
He's doing another Bond movie.
That's what I'd heard. Yeah. He was going to bail on the whole thing, but I guess he wasn't satisfied with who the candidates were and he wanted to do it again.
And I think it was also a question of money. So.
Robert Fripp of King Crimson is 59. And Yvonne Craig, do you know who she is?
Yeah, Lily.
No.
Who is she?
Oh, no, oh, Batgirl.
Batgirl, sorry. Yvonne DiCarlo is.
She was 60. She is 68 years old today. The box office this weekend, Monster in Law, is number one. That's Jane Fonda in it.
Yeah, and Jennifer Lopez got bad reviews, but did well.
$24 million at the box office. Kicking and Screaming. I got to get back up to speed on this stuff because I've been in the dark. I
Will Ferrell.
Been paying attention. Then Unleashed, Kingdom of Heaven, Crash, House of Wax was six. That's got Paris Hilton in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number seven, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Was it all right?
Yeah.
Did you read the book?
I read the first one. It seemed to be pretty much in line from what I can remember.
There's more than one book?
Yeah, a whole bunch of books.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that was the book when I was in junior high, like, you know, everybody was walking around sticking in their back pocket.
Right.
I was kind of the reader. The Interpreter.
I was always with the Bible.
Number eight is The Interpreter. Number nine, XXX State of the Union. And number 10, Mindhunters at the box office. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. And it is PSFS. What does that stand for? Because that is our backup tower at WMMR is at the PSFS building. What does it stand for? The number is 215-263-WMMR. I'm going to go to, who is next? Let me go to Ken on the phones. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Ken, what's your answer?
Philadelphia Savings Fund Society.
That is it. And for getting that correct, I have the video White Noise on DVD, courtesy of Universal Studios Home Entertainment. All right, my friend?
Thanks a lot.
Hang on just a second. We'll get your information. Don't forget White Noise, starring Michael Keaton, is available to own on DVD tomorrow. Oh, that's that that ghost movie.
Right. Yeah. He hears we do ghost hunts around Halloween, and you record what are supposed to be ghosts. EVPs?
EVPs.
Right.
And electro voice phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Yeah.
So that's what that's about. All right. Well, let me get to a couple of entertainment things real quick, and then we'll take a break and come back. And Jose is here this morning.
Yeah.
Everybody Loves Raymond signs off tonight. 9 p.m. after 9 seasons on the air.
9 years on the air.
And I don't think I've ever watched one entire episode.
Oh,
come on.
I have not.
It won 12 Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Comedy Series and individual trophies for Ray Romano, Brad Garrett, Doris Roberts.
You know, years ago I did stand-up. I used to be a stand-up comic, and I did a show with Ray Romano, and it's
really
amazing how our careers have paralleled.
It's so
incredible success.
Was he a nice guy?
He kept saying, you're going to go places.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a Coke. Was he a decent guy?
No, he was very nice. Very nice guy.
Patricia Heaton has also won Emmy as well. I think she is gorgeous. I think for milfy older
she's
woman.
She's had a little tune-up.
She looks fabulous.
Oh, and she makes no bones about it. I mean,
the program turned out a total of 210 episodes and is consistently ranked as one of TV's top 10 most watched shows since its 2000-2001 season. CBS is keeping a lid on the storyline of tonight's finale, but we do know that it'll be in the vein of the other 209 shows, and it won't contain any major life changes for any of its characters or anything like that.
Isn't it the case, though, when they have these shows like MASH and Cheers, the last episode always sucks?
This is a clip from Brad Garrett talking about the final episode.
It has maybe 20% more heart than a lot of the other episodes, but there's nothing that's amazing. It's just funny, and it's great because they said we have a funny episode, and show 17 wasn't as funny, so it was never shot.
There was, the one episode I did watch, I think, was early on in the life of the sitcom, and one of the funniest lines I think I've ever heard on television was Peter Boyle, and the woman who plays his wife says something like, "You're not going to parade me around like some kind of trophy wife," and he looks at her and he goes, "What contest in hell did I win that you were the trophy?" That is one of my favorite lines I've ever heard on television. This is pretty wild. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He took off, right? Well, that's what people are thinking, that he's nuts. But he turned up in South Africa, but he says that he is not in a mental hospital or a drug rehab facility. These are just rumors.
Do you believe him?
I do believe him. He's chilling out. Chappelle tells Time magazine, "I'm not crazy. I'm not smoking crack. I'm definitely stressed out. I figured, let me just cut myself off from everybody."
This is getting out of his treatment.
He wants to take a minute and pull a Flintstone, he said. Stop a speeding car by using my feet as the brakes. I'm surprised at what I would do for $50 million. I'm surprised at what people around me would do for me to have $50 million. He, of course, signed a $50 million deal for a third and fourth season of The Chappelle Show.
$50 million from Comedy Central.
And then dropped from site. You know what a lot of that is from, though? It's going to be from DVD sales.
Oh, DVD sales?
Yeah,
okay.
He's got... It's not like they just threw him $50 million and said, here, this is for
the show.
There's a lot of other things that come into play. But his DVD sales from the first two seasons, I think, have beat out any other DVD, television show DVD. It beat out Seinfeld.
Wow.
The Simpsons, all of those. It's doing amazing. But anyway, he signed the $50 million deal for the third and fourth season of Chappelle Show, and then he dropped from site, causing the Comedy Network to halt production. No doubt, also surprised, but the rumors is Comedy Central president Doug Herzog, who last week told reporters he hadn't heard from his star in weeks, adding, "We're now approaching life and the year as if Dave Chappelle Show doesn't exist because it doesn't."
Well, that's they're hanging everything on that show.
Yeah. He says that Chappelle says that he hasn't spent any of the money yet, so I don't know what he's
going
to do.
He had like 11 failed pilots for TV shows.
Yeah.
He finally hits it big. Everything he's been looking for all these years, and he flips out.
Yeah, but it's over, right? I mean, there's a chance that he might come back for this? Or?
I would guarantee they will do everything they can.
Okay. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner still haven't publicly confirmed that Bennifer 2 is expecting a child, but Alias creator J.J. Abrams has. He tells Access Hollywood that Garner's pregnancy will affect shooting. He said, "I think the show will be a little bit different because of it."
When you see that big belly hanging out of the bikini in the opening shot?
He says he has a simple solution. He said, rather than writing around it, I think every alias will just be a pregnant person. So they may make her pregnant in every single scenario.
Yeah, or she'll do that thing where she stands behind tables. And...
Right. Paris Hilton, who has been seen all over the internet chomping on ex-boyfriend Rick Solomon's wiener, will be seen this week gorging on a different kind of meat. A Carl's Jr. spicy burger.
Ooh. Paris, hurry. Take down the wiener.
In the commercial, which debuts tomorrow, Hilton clad in a skimpy black bathing suit and standing next to a Bentley wolfs down the jalapeno-laden patty while dancing to the strains of I Love Paris in Springtime. Meanwhile, Paris turned up at the Cannes Film Festival over the weekend where she told Reuters, I'm a businesswoman. I work every single day and I don't go out anymore.
Stanky whore.
And that was shortly before she and her pals embarked on what London's Daily Mirror calls a marathon booze bender that ended at 2:30 in the morning with Paris and her friends in a state of undress.
Who's the stripper?
In the men's room of the bar at the exclusive Hotel de Cop.
The what?
So, unfortunately, we don't have Carl's Jr. around here.
Yeah.
We won't be seeing that. Jack Nicholson has plunked down $5 million to buy the Beverly Hills home of old pal Marlon Brando, which is next door to his own mansion.
Sorry about the skid marks.
The two houses share a private roadway, and this way Jack won't have to worry about noisy new neighbors peering into his bedroom. Brando bought his house in 19...
I left a little something in the bed for you.
Brando brought his house in 19... Bought
no,
it
it's
up.
Not a horse's head, it's a
Jack moved in about 10 years ago. Later, I'm sorry. Another buddy, Warren Beatty, lives down the street. And if you want your own piece of Brando, the contents...
Dig him up.
The contents of the house, everything from his Academy Award nomination for On the Waterfront...
Wow.
...to his foosball table is going to go on the auction block in Christie's.
Brando played foosball?
In New York.
Yeah, sorry, I got this game called Hungry Hippo. That's right. Little marble, and she's like ravenous hippos going, chomp, chomp, check me out. Both blind. And then I got Don't Break the Ice. I try to play Django, but my fingers are so fat I knocked it over.
But apparently...
Pop-a-matic, Pop-a-matic.
Pop-a-matic?
Yeah.
Apparently, all of this stuff will go on the auction block in Christie's in New York on June 30th.
That's my Candyland.
You can look for that if you like. All right, so that's the entertainment stuff that I have going on this morning. We need to go ahead and take a quick break. We will come back in a second, and our good friend Jose is right here in this very studio.
Yeah.
Hey! WMMR, my friends. So stay close. We'll be back in just a second. It's Preston and Steve Show on MMR.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Aha.
Yes.
Aha. MMR rocks with you, too. It's Preston and Steve Show. Good morning, friends, and welcome to day number one of Monday. It's about 6:49. You too, of course. The show Saturday night, amazing.
I had to miss it.
I know. Why did you miss it?
My nephew was having a communion.
Oh, little son of a bitch. We will recap the show in just a little bit. We got to go look at traffic and see what's going on this morning. The lovely Kathy Romano with our traffic stuff, Kathy.
The heavy volume out there now. 422 eastbound delays. Oaks through to Trooper, Schuylkill Expressway eastbound slowing at the Blue Route, then Montgomery through to Girard westbound. Pretty heavy near City Avenue. 95 southbound. Stop and go from Academy all the way down to Girard. And if you're headed over from New Jersey, your delays on the 42 freeway northbound from Creek Road to 295 and then 55 northbound back up approaching the 42 freeway. The bridges are still in good shape. This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's is now open 6 a.m. or earlier with all kinds of delicious breakfast items. When your early morning is hard, McDonald's makes it easier. So when you're up, we're up. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
All right, thank you, Kathy.
Gosh.
What?
On MMR.
Very good. Did she say it?
She said it.
Yeah. Said it. Oh,
said
no,
it.
You didn't.
We were taking bets. It is going to be hard, man. I mean, you know, we were at one radio station as a group, or at least yeah. Steve and Casey and myself for 7 years, and you get into a routine, and it's hard to break out of it, but we will come around.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I promise you.
We're honored to be here.
The request line number 215-263-WMMR, and we will have our instant messenger up and running by tomorrow. So you'll be able to, type in and chime in any time at all that you want to. One of the things that we absolutely had to have happen when we made the transition to WMMR was to bring one of our good friends along, even though he was never an employee of Y100. And
that's why he
will not be an employee of WMMR either. In fact, he has a job this early in the morning, and I don't know how he's going to make it over here on occasion.
Yeah.
But he will. We'll make sure we get him. Those of you who don't know him, he was our Ecuadorian janitor or maintenance worker
mm-hmm.
at Y100. Those of you who do know him, ladies and gentlemen, give some love to Jose. Yay! Good morning, Jose.
Good morning to you guys, to everybody. First of all, to Kathy.
Hi.
And Steve, President.
Wait a minute, Kathy goes first?
Yeah.
She gets love first?
Thank you to everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you guys invite to me to WMMR.
Yeah.
Radio One station in Philadelphia.
Number one radio station.
Number one radio in Philadelphia.
He's a prognosticator, he is. He's damn good.
So I'm real happy. Just I want to say to you guys, congratulations. God bless you, and this is Ready Station.
Oh,
you guys, really right. Good workers.
Thank you very much.
I don't know what he said.
How have you been since we've been gone from the building over there in Contra Costa?
Rio, I miss you guys, and everybody to miss you guys. Yeah. And the tenants asking me, and where you going, Stephen, Preston, and Kathy, and Casey? Rio, I say, I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's
either.
When Jose just sort of runs away.
I've
got to go now.
He's called me a few times, like, during the last 3 months, but Jose, it's almost like he's incapable of calling just once. He'll call three times in a row.
He cluster calls?
He cluster. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like one, two, three, and then I won't hear from him for 2 weeks.
Yeah. He's like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he's trying to check
to South Africa.
Everything,
like the way the custodial work was going.
Everything is good with you and your family?
Everything's good with me, my son, my kids, my grandkids, everything's okay, thank God. And my fiance, Zoila, she's okay.
Beautiful. You know, Jose, one of the reasons that we got Jose on the air in the first place, you know, a couple of years ago, was we'd see him in the hallway, and I've never seen a happier person in my life.
Always jovial, always a smile, always a kind word.
Absolutely.
It was only later that we learned that he was the Ecuadorian Pierre Robert.
Thank you, Steve.
And of course, it's an honor to have him.
He's a musicologist.
He is a musicologist, and that's one of the things that we like to exploit about Jose is his knowledge of music.
Right.
And he knows rock and roll like no one else I've ever met. He can recite lyrics off the top of his head to any single song in the history of rock.
Yeah.
And we use that on occasion.
Sure.
And we will do that now. We're going to play a game called What You Say, Jose. It's one of our favorite things to do. Call now, 215-263-WMMR. Jose is going to rattle off some lyrics to you. And if you can identify the song that Jose is, you know, giving you the lyrics to, we'll set you up with an MMR prize pack. And you will be, obviously, an interpreter for the United Nations.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so call now. Let's get some, Joe, put some callers up on the line, and let's play a round of What You Say, Jose. And, Jose, are you going to be able to visit us frequently, or is this going to be just a rare occurrence that you get to come by here and see us?
I think I can do it because I can talk to my boss and I can make it 1 hour short or make a time and other days or same day.
Listen to that.
Not a problem.
He'll come in and work on Sunday just so he can be with us.
We won't be here, but
no, that's right. All right, let's go to some calls and play out what you say, Jose. I got Dan on the line. Hey, Dan, good morning.
You guys rock!
Thank you. All right, we're going to start off with song number one. Jose, go ahead and give him the lyrics to the song, Dan. If you can identify it, I've got an MMR prize pack for you.
Sweet.
Hey, go, buddy. It's ready?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jose.
Twitch, I know me must be parted. As sure as stars are in the sky, I am going to see when it comes to glory. And I'll see you, and I'll see other side.
Oh, I got it.
Your Spanish is terrible. I have no freaking idea what that is.
I have no clue. No.
What?
Dan, do you know?
Is it you too?
No.
I don't know.
No, that's incorrect.
It's because of his Irish accent.
Let me go next.
Of course, you know the Edge and you know Jose.
Yeah.
Jose on marimba.
Let me go to Michael next. Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Michael, he's going to give you the same one. Jose, go ahead.
I know we must be parted. As sure as stars are in the sky, I am going to see when it comes to glory. And I'll see you on other side.
Oh,
yeah.
I know it.
Write it down so I can see it because I'm freaking out.
All right, Michael, go ahead. What's your answer?
Wow, I don't know. I don't understand the words.
Incorrect.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Let's try that same one more time with Dominic. Dominic, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jose, give it to him.
Don't you, I know we must be parting. As sure as stars are in sky. I am gonna see when it comes to glory, and I'll see you, on the other side.
Well, I wrote down what I thought was my answer, and apparently that's wrong. I just showed it
you're close.
Am I close?
Yeah.
Man, I'm
wrong.
Confused. Can you say it one more time?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
I can't get it.
He doesn't get it.
I got it now. All right.
No,
you're wrong too, Casey.
Well, then we can't continue with that.
No,
it's
too hard.
What the hell is that? What is it? What song?
See you on the other side, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh!
I'll see you on the other side. That's what he's saying in the last
one. Oh, pick an easy one, Jose.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about a zebra or something.
All right, let me go to Walt next. We got to hurry up and take a break here real quick. Hey, Walt, are you there?
All right, I knew the last one, but I'm going to know this one.
Okay.
All right, Walt, here we go. Jose, give him the next one.
Go ahead,
Jose. Yeah.
I am found the simple life. I ain't so simple. When I jumped out on that road, I got no love, you and call Rio, I and God today waiting at home.
I know this one.
What?
Good Lord. I don't know. Walt, do you have an answer?
Do we have an answer, guys?
That would be no.
What the hell are you talking about?
God,
these are Nick. Did you pick the? You picked the host of the song.
I know the artist. I know the artist, right?
Let me go next to Karen. Hi, Karen. Are you there?
Hi. I knew the other one. You should have called on me.
Of course, it always works that way. Jose, give her this one again, okay?
I found the simple life. I am not so simple. When I'm jumping out on that road, I got to love, no love, you. You don't call Rio, I and go today waiting at home.
Exactly.
But he's like, at home, you a-hole. Okay.
Is it that song, Love is What I...
No. Sorry, Karen. We got to do one more. Guys, we got to take a break.
Yeah, got to take it.
They're cracking a whip on the time here, so we got to do this.
That's wrong. Sorry.
First right answer we got. Let me go to Jack next. Jack, are you there?
Yes, how you doing?
Good. This is the last one we're going to let you try. All right, Jose, go ahead.
I am found the simple life. I am not so simple.
What is it?
When I am jumping out on that road, I got no love, you you don't call Rio, I am not today waiting at home.
I know what it is.
I thought I told you to shut up.
Jack, do you know what it is?
You know, I knew the first one. I got that one, no problem, but I have no clue.
It's running with the devil, man.
Yeah.
Hey! I found the simple life.
Ain't so simple.
And the thing is that he sounds like he should be in Van Halen. Yeah.
I know, you're right. Well, we're going to have to let that one go. We are out of time.
Yeah.
We've got to take a break. But, Jose, do you have to run or can you stick around for a little while?
Okay.
beautiful. All right, well, listen, we will come back in just a moment. It is the Preston and Steve Show on WMMR 93.3 WMMR Rocks. We'll be back in just a second. Don't worry.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
WMMR Rocks with Led Zeppelin in the Ocean. The Preston and Steve Show is about 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Today is a Monday, and welcome, friends. Welcome. Beautiful day, sunshine. Mixed sun and clouds, high about 74. That's supposed to happen at some point today. It looks like crap right now. Partly cloudy and cool, low down to 50 tomorrow. Partly sunny, high 66, and partly sunny on Wednesday with a high about 68, so it's going to be cooled off the next couple of days. Want to welcome old friends to the show. Want to welcome new friends to the show. We have plenty in store for the rest of the week. Should you need to get in touch with us, 215-263-WMMR. In fact, Jose said he could stick around for another minute, so we've got to get a winner for what you say, Jose.
One winner.
So we'll do one more round of that. Call now if you want to get in on board for that. But let's get a look at traffic to see what we got going on. Kathy, what do you have for us?
We have a disabled vehicle on the Silk Road Expressway westbound near Vare Avenue. Also slowing University through to South Street, the Boulevard to Belmont, and then near Conshohocken. Eastbound slows at the Blue Route and then Gladwin through to Montgomery. Once you're on the Vine Expressway westbound, that's backing up approaching the Schuylkill Expressway. 422 eastbound, heavy volume Oaks through to Trooper. The Blue Route southbound backing up at Schuylkill and then again at Route 1 and 95 southbound. We're generally jammed Academy all the way through to Girard. This traffic report is brought to you by your Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned Dealer. Get 1.9 APR on a certified pre-owned Ford. Visit FordCPO.com. Deal ends June 30th. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limit term financing on select vehicles. See dealer for details. And that's your traffic on WMMR.
Very cool. Thank you, Kathy. You know what I've failed to mention is some of the things that we are going to be doing now that we're here at MMR. I've had so many emails of people asking, will you have the Bizarro files on? And no, we will not.
No, we will not have those.
I'm sorry. We are not going to have the Bizarro files. We are going to have the Bizarre files.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
An evolution. A revolution.
Yes.
In weird news story segments.
That is correct. Will we have celebrity trash?
No.
Not
with
that crap.
No.
Of course not.
We're going to have Hollywood trash.
We're going to have Hollywood trash.
Oh, okay, good.
They will be at the same time, though.
So yes.
You can expect the Bizarre file coming up in just a few minutes. We will get to that in a little bit. But our good friend Jose is here this morning. Jose is the Ecuadorian maintenance worker from Y100. Actually, the building. What was our building called?
River Park.
River Park.
There you go.
Jose!
And Jose is here with us this morning. He was a staple on our show at Y100, and he will continue to be a staple on the show here at WMMR when we can get him in.
And he actually keeps pages together as a staple.
He is a staple to me. So let's get some callers on the line, and we'll do another quick round of what you say, Jose, because the last one was pathetic, and we have to. We have got to get a winner.
One more.
We have MMR prize pack. You know what? Should we give away the beer for this, maybe?
Yeah, why not?
Let's give away a case of beer. Find out what kind of beer we're going to have, Casey. We will give that away. Jose, are you prepared? Prepared.
I'm ready.
Do you think you can do it this time?
I think yes.
Yeah, let's see if we can get a winner. God help us
You're
all.
So
hold
cute.
On. God help us.
I have a good feeling about this, Jose.
All right, let me go to who's my caller? Line 4. I've got Joel on the line. Hi, Joel. Good morning. Joel, are you there?
Where are you, Joel?
Let me try Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're lovely. How you doing, Marilyn?
Great. Fantastic.
All right. I have Jose here, who is the knowledge of all rock music, and he will impart to you some lyrics. If you can identify the song, then we will give you a case of beer that we have. Miller Lite, by the way. Go ahead, Jose.
Welcome to the Jumpling. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. Honey, we know the names.
Marilyn, do you know what song that is?
I'm sorry, I could not hear
him. One more time.
One more time.
All right, go ahead.
Definitely say Jumbly.
Well, Welcome to the jungle. We got found names. We got everything you want.
Honey, Hotel California.
Oh, my God. No. Marilyn, that is incorrect.
Let me go next.
Haven't you ever seen nature shows where they go to the jumbling?
Yeah. Let me go to Jay next. Hi, Jay. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, you guys rock.
All right, Jay, here is the lyric from Jose. Jose, please, give it to him.
Welcome to the jungle. We be ghosts, found games. We got everything you want. Honey, we know we... the names.
Jay, please, God.
Please.
Give us the right answer.
The jungle, go to the
Lord. Yeah! Finally, thanks the Lord.
That is absolutely correct. And we've got a case of Miller Lite for you, my friend. Congratulations.
Nice.
All right, hold on just a moment. Do I have to say anything specific for our friends in
great
Miller Lite?
Great taste, less filling, less carbs than Bud Light.
Okay, then that's it. That's what we need.
Excellent.
All right, so, Jose, you will come in here regularly, and you will give us your knowledge of rock music.
The Ecuadorian Pierre Robert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know. I hate you.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
All right, well, stick around for a couple minutes, and then we got to let you go. Jose has a job other than this, and he's got to get back to work. So, and by the way, we do want to say hello to everybody at River Park, our old building,
yes.
Who are friends of Jose's, and there's a lot of people that we miss over there.
Hi to Java Trees.
We're making a lot of new friends over here.
Hopefully. So.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I've been humbled by the number of emails that have been coming in, and everything, all the love that's been pouring in.
Very nice.
It's been awesome, man.
Really, it makes you feel good.
It's a little overwhelming, but I got a couple emails I wanted to read.
Sure.
We've got so many of them, but let me run a couple by you. Here's one from Jenny. It says, welcome back. Can't believe how much I missed the daily sprint to the radio to hide the fact that we're listening to you guys in the infant room of Spin Daycare.
Oh, no.
We just doubted them.
Nosy managers missed you guys, and she says, mwah, at the end of that. So thank you. Here's one. This is from Karen Stair. It says, Preston, my daughter and I are avid listeners to your show, which says a lot for the generation gap. I'm 36, she is 16. To say we were devastated when you went off the air is putting it mildly. My husband is a WMMR fan.
Yeah.
When you told us our boys were coming back on Monday, we were ecstatic. The chemistry you have with your crew is awesome. Everyone of you brings something to the show. Let's just say that now you have a family of listeners all together. Thanks for making mornings fun again, and that's from Karen Stair. Here's one from Jessica Szymanski from Cherry Hill.
She Jose, said, what is that word?
Hey, Preston, I'm so freaking ecstatic that you and your crew are finally back on the air. I missed your show incredibly. I've been stuck listening to sports talk radio and AM really tired of hearing about the losing Phillies and what a horrible offseason the Eagles are having.
That word's M.
Oh.
It's been a while.
It's been a few days.
What is this bizarre word?
AM. I was thinking sports talk radio and AM frequencies.
Let's do a Wheel of Fortune with that word.
Jesus. Anyway, should I even go on?
No, it's fine.
I need to hear some theories about Lost. The show is so damn good, and I can't wait for the 2-hour season finale. You guys crack me up every morning on my way to work, and lately my 30-mile drive has not been the same. Good luck to you all. Please don't ever LET this happen again. You guys rock, Jessica and Cherry Hill. Hey, guys, wanted to tell you that I am ridiculously happy that you're back. O-N the air. I'll stop at that. I've missed you so much on my morning commute. I'm also really excited that you're on MMR. Of course, I listened to Y100 almost exclusively before, but I grew up listening to WMMR, so it's cool. Thanks for all the laughs, and I can't wait to hear on Monday. That's from Tara Lautenschlager.
You get that right, but AM.
Elton, Maryland. Here's one from Maria McMahon.
I'm giving it to you, man.
Suck it.
You speak crappy English.
This says, welcome back. I remember the first day you were on air in, 98? I was listening while serving my Philadelphia Inquirer paper route. I'm so glad that I was so glad Barsky was gone. I just wanted to share something. Your whole group at the morning show, you, Steve, Casey Boy, Kathy, are a common bond slash interest that I share with my 14-year-old son, Colin. On that fated morning while driving to school, Colin, just like every day, put on 100.3 to try and catch the Bizarros. The song playing was from Austin Powers. We thought it was a spoof, then sadly realized it wasn't. I'm so grateful that you found a new home, because let's face it, there aren't many things I like that my teenager thinks is cool enough to like, too. You guys rock, thanks, and that's from Maria McMahon in Philadelphia.
Very nice.
So that was really nice. So we've been getting a ton of emails that have been coming in like this, and we really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and it's overwhelming, like you're
saying. Yeah, we're gonna sort of get up to speed here, and if you're a new listener, I think if you give it a little while, you'll come around to like it.
Absolutely.
If not, you'll meet us in the parking lot and kill us.
I've always said, give us a week. And I guarantee you'll keep coming back around. That's all that we ask. Give us a week. We have, don't forget, we have Ticket Mayhem. We've got tickets to give away, and this is going on throughout. How long is Ticket Mayhem going on?
All the month of May.
So we will have tickets to give away the rest of this week, so make sure you listen for your chance to snag. We'll have some Nine Inch Nails tickets over
there. Nice.
So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back in a second, and the Bizarre Files will be next. Preston and Steve on WMMR. No bull.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
DC on WMMR. WMMR Rocks and Preston and Steve Show. Good morning, friends. It's about 7:33 on this Monday morning, our very first day on WMMR. I would have, we would have gotten into this segment quicker, but Preston's got the trots this morning, and I'm intimately learning the bathroom.
Yeah, the trots, the way the Krakatoa was the trot.
You're just going to have to deal with it.
Did you eat something bad? Or?
No, I don't know.
And I love the detail you go into when you get back into the studio.
Well, listen, I had
was
to explain.
Finished and then, got all
and then round two
up.
Came up. I wasn't going to say anything on the radio about that, but thank you, Kathy, for bringing that up. Sunny today, mix of sun and clouds, high about 74. Should be a beautiful day, and that should be heading up a little bit later on, because right now it's still a little cloud cover. But I mentioned earlier about our former features that we've done in the past.
Yeah.
Let us move forward with one right now.
WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Bizarre Files.
Wow.
Bizarre Files. Well, thank you to Steve Leshbaugh for the imaging director here at WMMR for giving us these little production pieces that we're using. Are you guys ready?
All set.
Let us begin. It is the Bizarre File is brought to you by Valero. Drop by at a participating Valero retailer and pick up a credit card application to save 5 cents per gallon. New accounts only. See application for details. Valero, value, variety, the room.
Uh-huh.
Right, we'll start with this. Two young boys.
It's wonderful. You keep going. Just let me unzip.
Two young boys, a parent game of hide and seek, prompted a massive search involving dozens of people.
Hey, not in my bedroom.
A helicopter, military planes, and at least 3 canine units. The unidentified boys, about 5 years old, were found hiding under a bed in their grandmother's house.
Of course.
Thursday
covered
afternoon.
In Jesus juice.
It was about 90 minutes after they were reported missing. Turns out it was a game to them, and the entire police department came out, and they ended up tracking the kids down right at the very home underneath the bed.
Don't they sometimes charge the people for the search if they do that crap?
Yeah, I don't know if they did in this particular case or not. A 70-year-old woman survived a 9-story fall from a condominium tower in Fort Lauderdale.
I don't hear dead.
There you go.
When she landed on a canopy, the woman was cleaning her balcony when she fell and landed on a first-floor canopy. The woman, whose identity wasn't released, was alert and talking when rescuers arrived.
Son of a gun.
She was transported to a medical center with non-life-threatening injuries and okay after a 9-story fall. Pretty amazing.
Don't answer the door.
A Russian woman had her fingers badly bitten when she tried to clean her son's fish tank, not realizing that it was full of piranhas. The woman told doctors that she thought they were just well-fed goldfish and wanted to see her son. Wanted to do her son a favor. But as she put her hands in to catch the fish, they launched a frenzied attack on her hand. clamping onto her fingers and not letting go. She only managed to get the fish off her hand by banging them against the side of the fish tank and then called an ambulance to take her to the hospital. Doctors who treated her said that she had been lucky not to lose her hand in the attack and that she needed extensive surgery.
What'd you tell your mom you had piranha?
The woman lost most of her flesh from her two fingers in the attack.
Sorry, Ma.
A teenager had to be rescued from an avalanche of peas after he forced open an industrial container in New Zealand. The 17-year-old and two friends used a lighter to burn plastic ties securing the shipping container. But as the doors opened, the teenager became stuck in a chest-high deluge of peas. Police and ambulance were called to the scene and were forced to use a forklift truck to free him.
Jeez.
He was sentenced to 200 hours community work and to pay damages of $77, half the value of the peas. I guess peas are going pretty cheap these days. A man who shot himself in a bid to cure his agonizing arthritis was detained in a psychiatric hospital. The court heard that Alexander Bain was unable to cope with the pain in his hand and blasted a shotgun into his hand while clay pigeon shooting. Bain was taken to the hospital after the incident and has been left with scarring in a claw-like hand. Bain admitted discharging the weapon, and he appeared in court after refusing to cooperate with psychiatrists. He'll appear for sentencing at the end of this month.
But I think he's mentally unfit.
Seemed like a quick fix at the time. Two more stories, and we got to take a break. A day of classes for sex workers, which is called Whores College, has been held in San Francisco.
You mean WU?
You know it well. It was organized as part of the San Francisco Sex Worker Film and Arts Festival. Marketing, maintaining a professional appearance, and ethical standards were among the subjects covered in Whores College. The seminar also included practical advice for sex workers on self-defense, STDs, and avoiding arrest as well.
She was a whore.
And finally, we'll end with this. When the man who was in charge of emptying parking meters in the town of Mount Kisco in New York has been accused of stealing more than $30,000 in quarters.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Jason Burke was charged with grand larceny. From April to December 2004, Burke would deposit coins once a week in change machines at grocery stores to get cash. The thefts stopped after officials suspecting a loss of parking meter revenue changed the meter collection procedures. And if convicted, he could face up to 7 years in prison.
Oh, he's using the coin star to get the money?
I think so. $30,000 in quarters over the course of a couple of months. So there you go. That is your bizarre file. Kept it short for today. We had to do that quickly because we got a few things that we need to take care of in just a couple of minutes. U2 was on Saturday. We got to talk about that show. And there's a couple other things we need to bring up as well. And we're going to do Hollywood Trash in a little while. And this is our first day, so we're kind of ironing out all the kinks, getting things worked at as we continue our run, or begin our run, I should say, at WMMR. So we'll take a break, and we will come back in just a second, my friend. Do not move. It's Preston and Steve Show on WMMR.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Music from Nickelback and WMMR. MMR Rocks. It's Preston and Steve Show. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. It's about 7:49. Sun and clouds today. High about 74. It's going to be working into a beautiful day today. Hey, by the way, Ticket Mayhem. And coming up in a little while, sometime this morning, we will give away some Nine Inch Nails tickets. I'll have details on that in just a little bit. Let's do some traffic, though, and see what we got going on this morning. Kathy, what do you have for us?
Some downed wires causing huge problems on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is shut down in both directions at Norristown due to these wires. They're not letting any traffic through. Your alternate, a westbound alternate, would be to take the Blue Route southbound to the Schuylkill Expressway, westbound and eastbound alternate, Schuylkill eastbound to the Blue Route northbound. Now, all your alternates are backed up as well. The Blue Route southbound slowing out the Schuylkill Expressway, and then Route 1 through to Media, eastbound at the Blue Route, and then Gladwin through to Girard, westbound on the Schuylkill. Slows University through to South Street near Vera Avenue is a disabled vehicle. The Boulevard through to Belmont, and then the Blue Route to Gulf Mills, that's jammed. 422 eastbound slows Oaks through to Trooper, and if you're headed over from New Jersey, the 42 freeway northbound delays 544 through to 295. This traffic report is brought to you by GoPhila.com. Philly's.com. Philly's more fun with so many restaurants, bistros, cafes, and pubs. So get a taste of what everyone's talking about and book your hotel. Visit GoPhilla.com. That's GoPhilla.com, and that's your traffic on WMMR.
Sometimes I don't make it to the bathroom in time.
It's a problem I have.
Hey, Saturday night was you too, man. It was a great show.
I wish I could have seen.
As always. And I want to open up the phones for any observations people had at the show. 215-263-WMMR is the number.
Everybody but Steve was there, right?
Yeah.
All of us.
It's
all for the communion.
Yeah.
Family reunion communion.
See where you're
I never
at.
Let him forget that I was missing you, too, because of it.
That was the first time I had seen him.
What did you think? What did you take from it?
I liked it. I mean, we were, you know, like you said, we were talking before, and there were a couple of things that I picked up on, a little, you know, some mistakes and stuff. But for the most part, I had nothing to compare it to, but right. I liked it. I thought it was great.
I've never seen a bad U2 show.
No, you know what? I haven't either. But of them, since I have, I've seen them like 5 or 6 times. I did have other shows to compare it to, and this one was good. It was really good. It's always good with U2. It wasn't the best that I've ever seen them.
Right.
They made a couple of, like, I thought were pretty obvious mistakes, and I'm not one to, you know, sit here and criticize U2, but they were awesome. But when they went into Vertigo, when they went into that song,
yeah.
It's the second song they played. I think like the third verse, Bono was singing the chorus.
E-I-E-I-O.
No.
And on this farm we had up. Oh, it's almost screwed up. Hello. On this farm we go. B-I-N-G-O. Dog named Bingo. Start again.
They were going into the verse, and Bono was singing the chorus.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm kind of looking around going, what the hell's happening? And then he turns to the band, and he's like, he just goes, bass and drums, just bass and drums. And he made him kind of break it down and go back into it.
Wow.
And I was surprised that the light crew could stick with it, because they have a very choreographed show. But they came around. They got the lights, the stage setup was,
yeah,
was wow,
was
awesome.
Great.
It was one of the best.
It was loud,
I've
seen. Too.
Yeah.
Those beads that they had behind the stage where they could, the LED things, I guess, and show video images on individual little beads as curtains, I thought that was awesome.
Was it still the same, like, heart design?
Not a heart, right? But just a circle.
Okay, all right. And
elliptical, actually.
They were, like, sort of randomly, like plucking tickets, from what I understand.
Yes.
Like they had a random order, and they would select you, and you'd be allowed to go in there.
Right. Yeah, that's it. As you go in, like the people that had general admission, every few of them would be allowed to go into the ellipse, is what
right.
they call it. But Steve, yeah, imagine a
welcome to the rhombozoid. Over here are the parallelogram people.
What Nick was talking about is behind the stage, Steve. They had, imagine, you know, the you remember back in the 70s, they had the beads that you would hang down in front of doors?
Right.
Bead curtains.
Yeah, bead curtains. They had that behind the stage, but each one of those beads was an LED.
Cool.
A little thing that could light up, and they could put very detailed pictures up.
In the beads.
So when all the beads lit up, they would create a picture.
Yeah, that's very cool. Like at one point when he did the song about his father, I forgot, or he dedicated it to his father.
Sometimes you can't make it on your own.
And they showed like this person walking behind, and it was really cool. And then
was it Smurf?
They did that. No,
they look did. At that, it's Papa Smurf. It's like my papa was dead, but he wasn't blue, and he didn't wear a wizard hat.
No, but they like during Bullet the Blue Sky. They had like this F-15 flying around, and it was really put motion up onto the stage, and it was awesome.
What was the biggest surprise song of the evening
for me? And the absolute moment of the concert was they played Running to Stand Still.
It's one of my favorite U2 songs
from Joshua Tree, and I let my puss flag fly, man. I started welling up, and I almost was crying. I had the hair was standing up on my arms, and I was just it was incredible, because I don't think I've seen them do that live before. Maybe I went to the Joshua Tree tour in 87, and they probably played it then, but I don't remember. But I was just, that was the absolute treat for me for the night.
And he's Bono's one of a handful of people who can command, you know, a venue like that.
Oh, yeah.
He's charismatically speaking, controls the audience.
I always kind of, I liken him to
Milli Vanilli.
No. To Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And you know I'm not a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, but when I've seen him in concert, he has the control.
Right.
He commands the stage. And Bono has that same.
Or Ashley Simpson.
That's,
she does that little dance when her tape doesn't sync up right.
He has that same kind of command, which is really cool. But they played some hits. They played a lot of new material, and I made the mistake not...
They did.
to pick up the CD and listen to
the new album. Is awesome.
Then you got to go. If you've listened to the whole thing several times.
I'm going to go to the next one if I can. Yeah,
yeah, you got
to
go. But they did Where the Streets Have No Name. They did Pride in the Name of Love. They did
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
They did do Sunday Bloody Sunday.
But you know what? And I was listening to, and I left early because we had a babysitter. We left like two songs early. I knew it was going to be like a 20-song set. So
the babysitter was with you?
No. Oh. It was back in the house.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So anyway, so we had to bail to beat the traffic. And I was listening to Pierre on the way home doing the concert wrap-up. And I wish I would have stayed because they closed with 40.
It was great.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you, because when last time I saw them close with 40 was back at the Joshua Tree Tour. Did each one of them leave the stage one at a time?
Yeah.
And then at the end, was the entire crowd still singing the song?
Yeah, Larry.
It's amazing when they do that, man.
I love that song.
Yeah, it was
great. Did they come back dressed as farm animals?
It was amazing that they did that.
Look at me, I'm a cow.
But, yeah, everybody's going, and the audience is still singing the chorus over and over again.
Let's take a couple of phone calls. I've got John on the line. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to MMR.
Thank you very much, John. What's up? Were you at the show Saturday night?
Yeah, the show was awesome. Like you were just saying about going on off stage with, to 40. Yeah. I saw him on Unforgettable Fire Tour in 1985. Just brought back those memories. It was freaking awesome.
If they did 40, they probably didn't do bad then, right?
No.
They didn't do bad, but I've been looking at the set list, and it looks like usually like the second show of each city they do bad. So maybe this Sunday.
That's my favorite U2 song.
You know what? It was one of those when I saw them do 40 like that, and they leave the stage, the crowd is still singing, the house lights come up, the crowd is still singing.
It's the next day, they're still singing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was one of those moments. It was one of those, almost like a magic moment. I couldn't believe that everybody was kind of united like that, and... Oh, here I go on my little soapbox. But it was amazing.
When you're out in the parking lot, people are still singing it out there. I
mean, really?
Yeah, it was just such a magical moment. It was a great way to end the show.
All right, let me go next to Dave Aline. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys rock.
Thank you, Dave.
Rock and roll!
What's up, brother?
Yeah, it's my fourth concert that I've seen, the U2, and best part of the show for me, Where the Streets Have No Name.
Yeah.
My favorite song all time, the U2.
It's pretty amazing.
The only one thing that I did notice about the concert is that... I don't know, the music seemed to be a little too loud, especially over
Casey Bono's was voice. Saying that.
I was not happy with the mix. It was...
Was the accordion up front too much?
Uh-huh. They needed more cowbell.
Yeah, more cowbell.
But cowbell.
Did it seem like the high end was a little too hot? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, like, yeah. I don't know. It just didn't mix.
Did you say something?
Properly. I should have gone over and said something.
High end's a little too hot.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you.
Girl there, crying like a little puss.
Dave, where were your seats, by the way?
Section 112. We were a little elevated. Dude,
that was our
section. Like, right at the stage. You're pretty good.
I'd rather be up in the seats than down in the...
We were in the same section. You know what? You know where the best place to hear a concert is? Is by the soundboard. Because
they have to hear it.
That's where they mix it from. And if you can hang in that area, you get the full spectrum of all the music.
I was at the opposite end of the stage in 107, so I was looking directly at the stage, and I felt the same way. But I think part of the reason why the mix was off a little bit, it seemed to me on a couple of occasions...
Marley Maitland was mixing it?
Yeah. No, but that Bono's voice was off.
Lou Ferrigno.
Bring up your bass.
It's a kettle drum.
I don't think his voice was 100% on Saturday night. He did four shows in Chicago, and so I think he was off a little bit. It was still a great show, but it seemed to me some of the high notes he couldn't quite get.
String him up. Let me go to Diana real quick. Hi, Diana. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? You guys rock.
Yeah. Thank you. What's up, Diana?
Hi. It was my 7th U2 show.
Okay.
And I agree with you that Running to Standstill was the absolute moment of the show, but I've also danced with Bono twice.
He called you up on stage?
Twice.
Really?
Yeah,
what do you look like?
You know what? There's a rule. He only dances.
Really?
That's what the fan club girls tell me.
Well, wait a minute. What song did you get pulled up on stage for?
It Dancing in the Dark.
Look, I love just like Bruce.
I'm sorry, what?
It was on the Joshua Tree, and it was bad, and it was at the Spectrum. And then the time before that was, God, it was at the Meadowlands.
Oh, so it wasn't Saturday night.
No, no, no.
I don't want to talk to you anymore then. No, no, no. But,
twice.
Well, he did. You know what? Did you see Saturday night? He brought these two little girls up. I was coming back from a beer run, and I didn't know what was going on.
That was for the R. Kelly song.
But he had brought the two girls up. Did he let them dance around or something, or did he just sing to them or what?
Yeah, he just kind of grabbed their hand. He brought them up there for a little bit, and then asked what their names were at the end of the song. I forgot.
Dance for me, a little hot pitcher. Dance.
But you know what? What was cool is he asked their names, and they said their names, and he goes, well, my name's Paul, but I call myself Bono. Because Paul Houston is his real name.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was really neat that he did that.
He brought a girl up at the end of the show, too, who was wearing an Irish girl's shirt in the front of the stage. Did you see that part? It was in the encore.
I think that was right when I was leaving, so I missed all
that. She was a brunette, too, actually.
Yeah, she was.
You know, the cool moment was for me was when I woke up, and they were all at the beginning of the elliptical part.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what are they doing there?
Casey was hammered.
Were you really?
Hammered beyond belief.
I was in good shape. I was
he had gone to the Iron Hill Brewery Beer Festival.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he was in rare form.
So that, maybe that distortion you heard was his liver.
What was great, though, is the imaging director here, Steve Lushbaugh, who works here, has been here at MMR for like 20-some-odd years. Casey was annoying the hell out of him.
No, I wasn't.
It was so funny. Lush was just totally ignoring him. It was hysterical.
I saw him for maybe 5 minutes.
But
maybe.
when they played this song, this was... I mean, that was the moment. I mean, it was beautiful.
Were the lighters coming out? Or the cell phones?
No. You know what? It wasn't a lighter moment. It should have been, but I think...
Tiki torches?
Everybody was too caught up to do anything about it. But
he did ask for everybody to light their cell phones at one point.
Did he really?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
I didn't remember that part. God, I love this song.
You gonna cry again?
My wedding song.
I am crying. But thumbs up and... three more shows.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, including Sunday.
In Philadelphia. And where are you going to get your tickets, friends? You're going to get them right here at WMMR. So listen for your chance to get them. We got to take a break.
Yep.
We will come back in just a second. We're going to get to the Hollywood trash in just a few minutes. And we will get some Nine Inch Nails tickets. You know what? Let's give away Nine Inch Nails tickets right now.
All right.
We'll do call number 13, 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. It's part of MMR's Ticket Mayhem 2005. We'll be right back.
Preston Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
93.3 WMMR Rocks, Alice and Shane, Stan in the Box. Preston Steve, about 10 of us after 8 o'clock. If you're just joining us, why, welcome. Monday morning, our first day at MMR. Feeling good already?
Yeah, it feels great.
It's going to take a few days for us to get used to our new surroundings, but we will do it gladly. We welcome you to be with us every single day. A couple of things you want to keep in mind. Phone number to keep handy, 215-263-WMMR. Welcome phone calls, anything you want to talk about. We're always wide open and we're always live, my friends. We'll have our instant messenger up soon, have that up by tomorrow, and you'll be able to chime in that way as well. Any comments, suggestions, whatever you want to do, you can give them to us. Let's get another look at traffic and see what we got going on this morning. Kathy Romano, what do you have for us?
Well, the Pennsylvania Turnpike has stopped traffic, and this is all due to downed wires. They're not letting any traffic through. Westbound traffic jams from west of Fort Washington, eastbound at Valley Forge. Westbound, your alternate would be to take the Blue Route southbound to the Schuylkill Expressway, westbound, and then eastbound alternate, the Schuylkill eastbound to the Blue Route northbound. Now, the Schuylkill Expressway eastbound flows from the Blue Route through to Conshohocken, then at Gladwin, then Montgomery over through to Girard. Westbound flows University through to South Street, Avera Avenue, disabled vehicle, the Boulevard to Belmont, and then the Blue Route over to Gulf Mill. Southbound on the Blue Route, that slows the Schuylkill Expressway, and then Route 1 through to Media. Northbound from Baltimore Pike through to Media, and then again approaching the Schuylkill Expressway. 95 southbound, expect slow traffic, Academy down to Girard. This traffic report is brought to you by the Air National Guard. Want to be a player in the defense of the homeland? Your country needs you, and the Air National Guard wants you. Great training and college benefits available. Call 800-TOGO-ANG. That's 1-800-TOGO-ANG, and that's your traffic on WMMR.
Show us your boobs!
No,
any day now. Let's see. Like I said, our phone number 215-263-WMMR. I'm sure we already gave away our Nine Inch Nails tickets for Ticket Mayhem. Congratulations to the mystery winner, whoever they were.
Yay!
But that's okay. We'll find out who it is. But we'll have tickets to give away through the end of the month. Is this? No, that wasn't the winner, was it? No, that was from the other thing we did earlier today.
But we will, like I said a moment ago, we what we do on this show, those of you who may not be familiar with it, is we run everything live. I mean, we do not pre-record phone calls during commercial breaks,
right.
Edit them and then play them back. No, we don't do any of that. We don't pre-record any interviews with celebrities unless we get, you know, like the Pope.
Yeah.
You know, we may do something like
the
that.
The old one.
The old one, yeah.
Gotta record that.
But other than that, we do everything live, so expect everything to be exactly as it is here on the show.
And it'll become painfully obvious if that's the case.
Yes. But we invite you to call in, and especially if you were at the Dadvale Regatta this weekend, man, this picture in the Sunday Inquirer, it's scary as hell. This guy died. If you didn't hear about this, where was he? Where was he from, Kathy?
He was rowing for Boston College.
Boston College.
He's from New York, though.
He's from Pittsfield, New York.
And it says that he was in the lightweight 8 final.
And they had just won. They won the race.
Yep.
And the guy and he died after they crossed the finish line.
They crossed the finish line, and one of his teammates realized that he had collapsed, that he wasn't conscious. And you know, the teammate actually started CPR on him before they even got him to the dock.
Wow. So there was still momentum to this skull, I guess.
Right.
And he has his heart attack. And dies while they're still moving along.
While they're still moving along. And you know what? If when was it? It was in October. I actually was in a race. I was in the head of the Schuylkill. And they, I mean, you have to see how hard these people row. I mean, it's ridiculous. I wasn't shocked that this happened. I mean, they push it so far.
But these are like, we've broadcast from the Dadvale many times. They're in the peak of health. I mean,
absolutely.
This is like it's a total body workout, but it is.
The guy's
in great shape.
20 years old.
20.
And has a heart attack and dies.
You know what? And they're not releasing any information yet as to what came out in the autopsy. But, I mean, do you think steroids or some sort of pill, something?
He could just have been predisposed to a heart problem that was, you know, never diagnosed.
Right.
Or what I was wondering, is it possible, as you say, if he was exerting, you know, that much force and energy, is it possible that your heart just gives out?
It goes.
You know, the sad part about this is not only, you know, obviously this guy dies, and that's absolutely horrific that something like that happens, but people who are pathetically overweight like myself are now going to justify not getting in shape.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a 20-year-old guy who's in the peak of his physical being and then dies from a heart attack. Why bother now?
My happiest day was the when the king of jogging, James Spicks, dropped out of a heart attack. I'm like, hey, wear them scooter pads.
But, I mean, you know, 20. It's got to be rare that somebody that age drops dead of a heart attack.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know what you hear sometimes? Like in Little League games, you know, a batter will get hit with the ball in the chest
and
catch the heart at the right time, or the wrong time, I should say, and cause a heart attack.
And boom, they hit it.
Yeah.
You know, what I'd like to hear from is anybody who is well under the age of where heart attacks are more common. If anybody has had a heart attack at a young age listening or knows somebody, 215-263-WMMR. Because there should be, like, some signs like that's going to happen, right?
This had to come on this guy so fast.
Yeah.
You know, from the point at which he was exerting himself to the point that he died and they couldn't revive him, couldn't have been very long.
No.
You would think that, isn't the classic thing that your left arm is sore, you start to feel a bit of paralysis?
They always show that in the movies, don't they, where they grab their left arm for some reason.
Well, no, that's definitely like one of the signs that you're going to, but this guy, it seems like it just came on way too fast. And right. Because they took him to the hospital, I mean, he's like, what, just a couple of miles away from a lot of hospitals, University
they
of Pennsylvania,
within
Hahnemann.
Within 15 minutes, he was on the way to the hospital.
Yeah, but they couldn't revive him, obviously.
No, no.
Huh. Let me go to Mara on the phone. Hey, Mara, good morning.
Good morning. You guys rock.
Hey, what's up,
rock and roll!
Well, I was just calling to say that I heard Kathy's comment that maybe he'd been taking steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly doubt that's the case if he was rowing lightweight, because the weight requirements are so stringent.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that 30 years ago or so, there was a Japanese crew that took the stroke rating up to such a high rating, which is how many times a minute they put
have strokes.
In the water. And he died at the finish line, so
it's
just quite possible the same thing happened this time.
Suck!
This is probably one of the most physically demanding sports there is, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, no matter, I mean, those guys are in great shape, but they are also in college. They're staying up late at night.
True.
Probably not getting great
nourishment if they're living in the dorms. There's a lot of reasons why this could have happened, and it may not even be due to, an existing heart problem that he may have had.
But aren't rowers, even for athletes, among the best athletes? I mean, like a football player, you know, might have some extra weight. You know, these guys have, their lungs are in great shape, their hearts are in great shape. I think that's part of the reason why it's so shocking.
But also a weight requirement, that might, I mean, because, you
that
know.
That could do it, right. I mean,
trying to make weight.
Oh. Weight just like wrestlers do. And
yep.
I mean, like the heart.
That's right, I didn't think about that. Okay. And he was in the, what was it, the super light, or just the lightweight?
What is that, like 30 pounds?
But for, these guys are like 6 to 6 feet 6. You know, I mean, they're so tall.
By the way, do they weigh you and the boat at the at
they
the?
Do. They weigh the rowers to make sure they're below. I think
okay.
For men, I think it's 170. So if you're a really tall guy,
yeah.
You know, and you're running all the time and rowing. I mean, to weigh below 170,
yeah.
is difficult. What's... And it could just be he was cutting weight, and that might have done it.
Because you in that short amount of time, you must deplete all of your resources, and especially if you're that lean.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, because you know when you get sick or you get food poisoning, the electrolytes, they tell you to, you know, I know I've had it twice, and they made me drink the
Pedialyte
yeah. that the babies mm-hmm. drink, you
right.
know, and then change my diaper. But because, and that's, if you don't have enough in your system, that can cause the heart attack.
Let me go to Wes on the line. Hi, Wes. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much, Wes. What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the heart attacks in the young age. I was in boot camp in 97, and one of the kids, you know, they constantly pound into you to drink your fluids and constantly keep, you know, water on you. And it was probably about, I'd say, you know, 100 degrees in Texas, and we were pounding canteens all day long, and they were harping on this kid, you know, hey, you got to keep the fluids in you and this and that. And it was cold water, and he was taking down 2-3 canteens at a time, and what had happened, his body went into shock, and if they're saying A, from the cold water, and B, he was putting the water in so fast that his body didn't know how to adjust to it, and it shut his system down.
Was it because the water was cold? Because I know, like, the classic thing mm-hmm. is that people come in and, you know, they've been sweating, you know, buckets, they come in and drink something really cold, and you get a heart attack.
Like a shock to your system?
Yeah.
That was probably one of the biggest roles in it, and you know, we had been on a 15-mile hike.
How old do you think the guy was?
Oh, he was like 18.
Oh my
this
god!
Is camp, you know, straight out of high school, and I was one of the older ones in the group. And
you know, you hear stories like John Cougar Mellencamp. I still call him Cougar because I love it. he went to his doctor at one point. And the doctor told him he had like 4 mini heart attacks,
right,
and never knew it.
There's apparently some kind of a
heart attack light.
What the hell?
I can't believe it's not a heart attack.
Arrhythmia. No, there's a damn it. What is it your body produces? like adrenaline and things like this that your body produces.
Hormone.
There's some kind of hormone that's detected in your body when you've had a heart attack.
Really? Okay.
And they can tell if you've had. Yeah. And they told me he smokes like 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
But apparently he didn't even know that he had had a heart attack. And stories like this scare the hell out of me because I have some heart issues. I've gone in and had the stress test, and that nearly killed me.
You died during your stress test.
Oh, my God, man.
Sorry.
It's unbelievable. So
you don't have to pay for this.
20 years old. Let me go next to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys rock.
Thank you. What's up?
Good morning. I'm so back. I have a cousin who, years ago, back in the 80s, age of 16, was dancing in his living room and dropped dead of a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Were they able to determine whether it was just incredibly fast dancing? Was he doing like river dance, or was it that he had a predisposition towards having this heart attack?
Actually, he'll appreciate this. He was dancing to Thriller.
Oh my God.
Just another one.
But 16,
he passed his expiration date for Michael.
Was he a swarthy Mediterranean-looking kid?
Oh, man.
That's a nightmare.
That's 16. You know, you think you're at those ages, you know, you're no risk, but man.
Let me go to Debbie on the phone. Hi, Debbie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Great, what's up, Debbie?
Missed you guys so much.
Oh, thank you.
My husband had a heart attack at age 28.
At 28, and did he survive, I hope?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
Was he in good shape, or?
What's that?
Was he in good shape?
Yes, he was.
And was it out of nowhere, or was it because of physical activity?
No, it was out of nowhere. It was a very strong family history.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
the surgeon told him he could have eaten lettuce all his life and it wouldn't have mattered.
Great.
But 28 is kind of in, I mean, you start, when you, like, I traditionally think that the, like, in the 40s, you know,
I think 50s is heart attack range.
Now 28 years old, and normally at that age, they don't make it.
Right.
That's right. They say that people who are older are more likely to survive a heart attack than a younger heart attack victim.
No kidding.
I guess because the heart gets, like, pitted or used to it or whatever.
Yeah. Is she still on the line?
Yeah.
Has he had any more heart attacks?
Yes, he has. Two more. 6 bypasses at age 33.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And does he keep the aspirin nearby? Isn't that something you're supposed to do if you've had multiple heart attacks?
Yes, he does.
I love the commercial for Bayer that says it helps, you know, helps fight off the second heart attack. I'm like, is there anything that takes care of the first one?
We go to Tara next. Hi, Tara. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. What's up?
You guys rock.
Oh, thank you, Tara.
Thank
you.
I just wanted to comment. A lot of people that are that keep themselves fit take a lot of vitamins and, like, those omega fatty acid stuff. And
right.
Those are known to cause heart problems, so it could be because he was in such good shape.
So the vitamins can kill you?
Probably.
What the hell do you take? I mean, is aspirin the only... I mean, is that your best defense? Or
I have no... I'm not exactly sure. All I know is that, like, you see on the news they tell you, like, what not to take, that now it's causing heart problems in certain people. Like, I know you can't take, what is it,
can you take bacon?
I was going to say, that's why I just suck on a slab of raw bacon all the time, because it might as well be tasting good if you're going to die.
Right.
I mean, there's no chance in telling. I mean, who is that pitcher for the Cardinals who just...
Rick Ankiel? Is that his name?
No, I was thinking of the Kyle guy. Daryl Kyle, or...
Yeah.
I mean, he just died in his hotel room, and he was in perfect health.
Can I say something? Casey, can you spit that snuff out, for Christ's sake, when you're going to go on the microphone, please?
Yes, I can.
It's very obvious that you have something stuffed in your lip right there, and that's something we're going to address later
yes,
on.
Yes, you will.
But I just can't stand hearing it anymore.
Sorry, dude.
Let me go to Chris next. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, man?
You guys rock.
Thank you very much, Chris. Says here you're a paramedic, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
What's
actually two things for you guys. Aspirin is actually one of the best things to take if somebody's having a heart attack.
I take one every morning, hoping that I'll have a heart attack. So I'll get my money's worth.
Do you really take an aspirin
yes,
every
I do.
Morning?
Mm-hmm.
Is that recommended that you do that? Or?
I don't know, but I take it with my bacon.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do. I take one aspirin.
What? He wraps his aspirin in bacon.
Bacon.
Deep fries it.
Do you take it?
Sometimes my wife will cut it up into my cat food.
Do you take it to prevent a heart attack?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've seen one of a million shows. I've seen about 5 million that say to do it, and then I've seen about 5 million that say it'll kill you. So I think, you know, every time you hear something is beneficial, then you hear it's bad. But I do. I take one aspirin every morning.
So, Chris, do you see young people coming in with heart attacks occasionally?
Yeah, we get a couple calls for that. I mean, it's not as normal as, you know, the older people.
Yeah.
But actually, the first drugs we give when you call an ambulance and you're having a heart attack, the first thing we do when we get there is aspirin.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
It's a lot of
money. There you go.
Okay.
And, also, the cardiac enzymes is what they test for.
Cardiac enzymes.
To know if you've had a heart attack?
Yeah.
Is that a written test or a blood test?
All right, thanks, man. One more quick call, then we got to take a break. I have John on the air who's had a heart attack before. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing? You rock.
Thank you very much, John. What's up?
When I was 17, I was in high school. And everybody tells you when you have a heart attack, you start painting your left arm. Well, I had it. Went to the school nurse. School nurse says, oh, you're just having gas.
Oh, no.
My dad had come and got me from school and brought me to the doctors. Here I had a problem with my valve, and that's what caused my heart attack.
Clear.
Wow.
Feeling much better now.
So how bad? I mean, there can't be anything more painful than that, I would assume.
Well, it's... Take a knife and stab yourself in the back or the chest.
Again? Yeah, I mean, because the thing they always say is it's like clamp, your heart just clamping up.
Yeah, you can't breathe, you can't move, you have a hard time moving.
Have you? Was that the only one you had, I hope?
It's the only one I've had, but it's a history of my family. My father died of a heart attack, and my brother had a heart attack when he was 24.
So what? Wow. I assume you take preventative medicine, correct?
Yeah, you have to take medicine every day for it.
All right. Well, good luck, man. 17. How old are you now?
35.
How are you doing?
All right, yeah, you're fine.
Doing pretty good.
Go ahead.
Thanks for the call. It's really weird, and if you know that this happened, especially to an athlete in probably his peak physical shape.
You always look at that and you say, if that guy's having a heart attack, I'm a goner.
God, and the picture is just very scary, and it's in the Inquirer, Sunday's Inquirer. All right, we got to take a break, friends. We will come back in a second. I think we're going to try out Hollywood Trash.
Right.
Excellent. On WMMR. We'll do that next. Do not move. It's the Preston and Steve Show.
WMMR.
93.3 WMMR rocks with you two. Vertigo, song number two that they performed Saturday night. And I'm certain they will be getting to that again on Sunday. This coming Sunday is when the next show is going to be. Highly recommend that you make it out if you get the opportunity, my friends. It is about 8:36 with Preston and Steve on MMR. And we're going to get into the trash in just a minute. But some weird stuff going on the roads this morning. Kathy, what's up?
Yeah, it's a mess out there. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is shut down in both directions. And this is that Mid-County toll due to down wires. The Blue Route and the Schuylkill Expressway, that's your alternate. However, they're both just completely jammed as well. The Northeast Extension approaching Mid-County is crawling for about 2 miles. So just everything feeding into Mid-County, Pennsylvania Turnpike, man, all that is just a parking lot.
That's exactly what we want on Monday morning. Just
perfect.
Makes the ride beautiful for us. So. All right, we have MMR Ticket Mayhem. We got tickets all week long to give away different shows. I'll give you a rundown of that. But let's try the trash out. You ready to do it?
Yes.
Let's get to it.
Oh, I love trash.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, Hollywood Trash is brought to you by Valero. Drop by any participating Valero retailer and pick up a credit card application. Save 5 cents per gallon. New accounts only. See application for details. Valero, value, variety.
The room.
The room. Steve, what's up, man?
Well, New York firefighter Tom Westman won the $1 million prize on Survivor Palau last night. After winning the prize, Westman was immediately embraced by the guy who has been watching Survivor Palau. The Jennifer Lopez, Jane Fonda movie Monster in Law topped the weekend box office with an estimated $24 million take. Critics are saying that Fonda hasn't made this many people laugh with the performance since she apologized to the Vietnam vets.
My darn ears dropped dead.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling will give a midnight reading of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince at Scotland's Edinburgh Castle on July 16th. The event is also expected to be the largest single gathering of virgins in recorded history. And finally, former Michael Jackson attorney Mark Garagos testified Friday that Jackson admitted sharing his bed with his young accuser, but said nothing sexual happened. Garagos did admit, however, that Jackson did not consider it sexual when he ate cereal out of the boy's ass.
Oh, my God!
That's a celebrity.
Look, I'm just hungry. Can a guy have breakfast?
Oh,
that's
my.
Really overdoing.
I have forgotten about Michael and how much fun we will have over the next few months. By the way, where is that whole thing right now?
Well, it's the defense is now presenting their witnesses, and you were hearing like Macaulay Culkin might be coming in and other celebrities. It's proceeding.
Did Macaulay Culkin already?
Yeah,
he did his deal last week. Yeah, I've not been following close enough to this.
Haven't watched the reenactments on E?
The reenactments are priceless.
How bad are they?
Oh, my God. Well, they're just going by the transcript, you know. And again, the guy who's playing Michael Jackson, he's a little too big, you know. Again, it's like Carl Weathers playing.
Yeah. Yeah, super kids. I like kid. I like boy ass. Want to make some of me?
So they were
Shamon.
Saying... I read...
Shamon.
Yeah, what he said.
I read that this they're going to try to impress the jury with a ton of celebrities.
Look at that, can do. Just being seven boys on sticks.
No, they're going to try to impress the jury with a bunch of celebrities coming in.
Right.
But that it can backfire when you do something like that.
It sure can.
The jury will take it as looking at it as, well, how stupid do you think we are that we're just going to be impressed by this and not see the facts of the case?
Right.
And I think didn't Martha Stewart kind of have some trouble with that as well? I mean, like when her celebrity backers came in and spoke on her behalf or at least, you know, wanted to give a character assessment of her.
They had her dead to rights, though. I mean, here I think they're just trying to throw up so much smoke you know, to cloud the issue. And right now, the way if I were to pick a result, I would think there's a chance he might get off.
Yeah.
Are they still going to bring in Jay Leno?
Let me ask you.
were they planning on bringing in Jay Leno?
Yeah. Leno was one of the witnesses mentioned.
Is he good friends with Jay Leno?
I don't know. You know what? I heard something, but...
No, there was an association with one of the accusers.
You want to help him now? If you might hold him down.
One of the accusers actually...
Kid, he put him quite a fight, though.
One of the accusers asked him for some money or something along those lines. So
it wasn't a direct relation to Michael Jackson or connection.
My ass is still store for that night. It didn't Michael apparently thought I was a 9-year-old boy.
Is the kid ever going to take the stand?
The kid... Did the kid take the stand?
No, his mom did. I don't think he did, though.
His mom took the stand and was actually, they thought she would be a real problem.
Yeah.
It was like 50-50, you know. So they're it's still advancing, and there's still a lot more to go.
Yeah, the only part that I really set up and took notice of was when the Debbie Rowe had kind of was a shock to what her testimony was.
She ended up, you know what I think the deal with her, though, is? I think that she is... They're fighting over the custody of the kids and visitation and so on and so forth. And she got pissed. She's Jewish.
Yeah.
And he has been hanging around with some of Farrakhan's boys. Jackson has. So the idea is that maybe she went on the stand to curry favor with them. Because now she wants to be a mother to the kids.
Right.
She's so hot.
Maybe he offered her some more money, too.
It's possible.
It's possible. Well, that stuff is... We got another few months on that, right?
Oh, yeah. God.
Most likely, so...
Oh, yeah.
A lot. Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We will come back in just a second. Our number here at WMMR, 215-263-WMMR. What are you laughing about? Am I doing everything right?
Oh. Yeah.
Little Michael.
Come on, man.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
I need some boy ass. Nah.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a second, so don't move, my friend.
Preston Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
93.3 WMMR, Ross. Van Halen. Russian, you really got me. Preston Steve. 8:51, sunny and mix of clouds today. High about 74. Going to be a very nice day today. Still to come, we'll get to the music news. We have the bizarre file.
Yes.
I'll bring you up to speed on that in a second.
It's an entirely different thing.
And we also have, we're going to find out what we learned this morning as well. We've got some more stuff to give away, so we'll have a chance to do that in a little bit. Our number, 215-263-WMMR. Let's get a look at traffic and see what's going on. Kathy Romano, what do you have for us?
Well, it's a mess out there. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is shut down still in both directions at Mid-County. It's jammed both directions approaching this point due to down wires. Your alternate routes, Schuylkill Expressway and the Blue Route, which are also backing up the Blue Route southbound. Delays at Norristown, Route 1 through to Media, northbound Baltimore Pike through to Route 1, and then approaching the Schuylkill Expressway. Schuylkill westbound jams University through to South Street, the Boulevard through to Belmont, and then heavy volume the Blue Route over to Gulf Mills, and that's also due to traffic trying to avoid the Turnpike eastbound. Delays from the Turnpike through to the Blue Route and then the Boulevard through to Girard. Northeast extension southbound jams up 3 miles approaching Mid-County tolls. Anything that's feeding into the Turnpike all jammed up. 422 eastbound slows Oaks through to Trooper 95. Northbound delays 452 through to the Blue Route and then the airport through to the Girard Point Bridge. If you're headed over from New Jersey, the 42 freeway northbound slows 544 through to 295 and then Route 55 northbound slows approaching the 42 freeway. This traffic report is brought to you by Blue Blocker Sunglasses. Get Blue Blocker Sunglasses at your local Walgreens drugstore. See clearer, farther, and protect your eyes with solid UV protection. Blue blockers are available at all Walgreens in many new cool styles. Check them out today, and that's your traffic on WMMR.
You remember
Do
you remember that that blue blocker infomercial that used to run all the time?
Yeah, you would think they'd come up with a cure for cancer, but everyone was digging those shades.
They had the big fat rapper out at like Venice Beach or something like that.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Blue blockers.
Have you ever worn a pair?
No, I've not.
Pretty
worn
cool.
A pair. I always wanted to get though the glasses that have the mirrors that you can see
behind
you.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't dorky enough to get them. I mean, I'm a king dork, but I wasn't dorky
enough.
Yeah,
they're not that special.
To purchase those, I'm sure. Well, it's the Preston and Steve show, and this is our first day at WMMR, which is, it's always interesting. I mean, in my radio career, and I've worked at a few stations throughout that career, and when you go to a new studio, a new radio station, everything's very alien. I mean, you know, there are a lot of similarities to, you know, the boards and the different pieces of equipment that you use, but it just takes a little while to get used to it.
Yeah.
And since I run the board while we're doing the show, I'm only half here today. It's really strange.
Half here is doing a pretty damn good job.
I'm really overwhelmed by all of this, but I've got to tell you, it feels great.
Yeah.
It feels awesome to be back on the radio. And like I said, when we went on with Matt the other day, I mean, I was like this close to becoming a raging alcoholic while we were off. So I'm glad that I'm forced to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning again.
So now you can get back to working out and jogging. And,
oh, you know. The whole thing. By the way, the time we were off, went to the gym 2 times.
All right.
Two times in almost 3 months. About 25 years, I'll be there.
Excellent.
So nice. I said, I was like, am I going to recognize you when I see you?
Two times.
Sure, yeah.
It's a whole new world for me, Antonio. But you know what? It's been a strange course of events that's led to us being here. Obviously, our former radio station, Y100, no longer exists, and we went through a few strange moments there, but finally we found our way here and hope to stay for a long time.
Very welcoming here at WMMR, and really the thing that was most important to us is that they wanted to provide us with a chance to be on the air here in Philadelphia, and we loved being on the air so dearly for many years, yeah. You know, and that's always what we're looking for, is the ability to keep doing this because we love it so much.
There's a lot of people that we do want to say thank you to, but for those of you who are giving us a try for the first time, who have been an MMR supporter for years and years, thank you, for listening this morning. We hope you're going to stick with us. And I've always said, just, if you're not used to us, give us about a week, and most likely you'll come around and be a part of the family, because that's kind of what it is.
And if not, we'll leave.
Yeah, we'll leave. We'll go away.
We'll go away.
But there's several people that we have to say a thank you to, have been very accommodating and helped get this whole thing going. Bill Weston, who's the program director of WMMR, is a great guy, and he's steered us in the right directions and is making sure that we have everything that we need to put on the kind of show that we want to put on, and to give us the kind of latitude to do that, which is great. And John Fulham, who is the head honcho.
The guy who signs your checks.
Head honcho at Greater Media. He is a hell of a guy, and he's going to be a great guy to work for. And we're trying to kiss as much ass right now.
Do it now.
While the honeymoon is going on. But no, they're great people, and so far so good, and we really enjoy it. We want to thank them for making these things happen.
And Pierre.
Pierre's the man.
He's been so welcoming, so kind.
We've been friends with Pierre, have known him for several years, and it's very cool to start working with him here.
My old boss.
Yeah, that's right. That's where we got Nick. We stole Nick from Pierre about, a year and a half ago, something like that?
Not even. No, it was like September, but close.
He said you were his best pool boy that he ever had.
Really good at chlorine.
So, it's going to be great to work with Pierre, and we're going to get to know a lot of the other people that we don't know here over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Everyone has been great. All the support, from promotions to sales, everyone has been terrific. So.
And you know what? And I want to say thank you to the Philly guys as well who stuck around here. It is, I can't believe that they were as cool as they have been about the whole thing. I mean, these guys knew that there were major changes coming.
Yeah.
And, Joe and Vinny and Gina, and I didn't know the guy Blaine, so I don't know him. But everybody was very cool to stick around and to do their show.
And very nice to us.
Yeah.
You know, it's very kind words. It's very, very nice to see that.
Yeah. It's been really, really cool, and it's been a very odd situation, but we're feeling good about it.
I am, absolutely.
Want to go to some phone calls?
Sure, yeah.
We've got a bunch of people lined up. Let me go to Ted on the line. Hi, Ted. Good morning.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you. What's up, Ted?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I did the Doris sandwich for you guys probably about a year ago. It's Cravings Cafe in North Wales.
That's right.
Oh, okay. He did the Dar sandwich.
The Dar.
We had invented, as for people don't know, we had invented a sandwich. In Philadelphia, there was a famous sandwich that had made it into Maxim magazine. I believe was it the Fat Bitch?
It was in Jersey, right?
Yeah, Jersey, the Fat Bitch. And so we designed a sandwich, and it actually turned out pretty damn good. So.
Dar. I don't know why we called it a Dar.
Just calling to welcome you guys back. It's great to have you back in the air. And your long-awaited arrival is finally due here. The whole week here, we're going to run the Dar sandwich at the restaurant for $2.
All right. Cool. Which restaurant is it?
Cravings Cafe in North Wales.
Cravings Cafe.
$2 Dar.
In North Wales and $2 Dars?
Yes.
Now let's describe what's in a Dar.
Okay.
Can you remember?
Oh, I remember. Yeah. There was actually on a message board I wrote in the other day the exact ingredients of the Dar. There are meatballs, roasted red peppers, hash browns, or home fries, whatever you want to call them, a creamy provolone sauce on a toasted roll with garlic butter on it.
So, right.
It's pathetically fattening,
yeah.
But pretty damn good. It sounds kind of weird with the potatoes.
I never got one. I've always wanted to try one. I gotta go to this place.
Head up to North Wales.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
You know they say that the fat sandwiches, the big greasy multi burger sandwiches, are far outselling the health food at fast food places.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Ted. Let me go next to Patrick. Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You guys rock.
No! It's Pat, what's up?
Good to have you guys back on the air. I can't even begin to tell you. It was a mind blower that they killed Y100, but it's so good to have you guys back.
Oh, thanks so much.
We appreciate it.
Just wanted to let you know, everybody up in Jenkintown loves you, and you're the best.
Rock on. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. It's been, we're eventually going to get to a point where we can talk about everything and what happened with the radio station. I mean, right now, and I'll tell you exactly what's going on legally with this. I mean, we had the six month non-compete agreement that we had gone to see if there was a court that could see something, if there was something that could be done about it.
Truncate that.
And we got this preliminary injunction that said we can go back on the air. There is an appeal that is forthcoming, and that's going to happen in a few weeks from now, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
So we're not talking a lot about it because we don't want to F it up. As per our lawyer's input, so we want to stay here and stay on and keep it going. So we're going to do everything by the numbers.
Let me go to Joe next. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
No, I just wanted to welcome you guys to the Philadelphia area.
Well, we've been in the Philadelphia for about 7 years, so thank you.
But thank you. All right. You okay, Joe?
Thanks, anything else here, Joe?
Oh, nothing. Have a good day.
Gay.
Wrong button.
Let me go.
I don't know. I was.
But some people don't know who we are.
I know
who listen to WMMR.
Well, very nice of him.
And have never changed their station whatsoever, which is
a little introspective.
The kind of loyalty that you expect from a radio station like this, and that's cool. So,
yeah.
So good for him.
And this particular station has a good track record of sticking with rock.
Let me go to Gretchen next. Hi, Gretchen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Rock and roll.
What's up, Gretchen?
Oh, it is so good to have you guys back.
Thank you, dude.
We missed you so much. WMR is the perfect radio station now.
We think so, too.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, are you? Do you listen at work every day? Yes, I do.
I'm at work now.
Where do you work?
At Jenner's Pond in West Grove. It's out in the boondocks.
Out in the boondocks. Is the streaming back up and running?
It should be.
It was, we're... We stream online, so you can listen to us if you've
anywhere in the world.
Two emails from people who said they couldn't quite get it in where they work.
Well, it just so happens that we've improved the quality of our audio stream, so it sounds even better if you're stuck in the corner of your basement office. That was in our weekend memo from
Excellent.
WMMR.com if you want to get the information on how to do that. Let me go next to Darlene. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, I just wanted to welcome you guys back. You guys rock.
Thank you, Darlene.
It has been the worst couple of months having an hour drive to work, not listening to you guys on a daily basis. And I just wanted to let you know, about 2 weeks after you went off the air the last time, my local paper down in Salem County, New Jersey, had a, they have the Lost and Found ads.
Yes.
It said Lost, Philly's number one morning show, Preston and Steve.
Oh, really?
Someone had put it in the paper saying, if found, please let all of us know. It was really neat.
if you saw the, it was in an email, it's a picture of Preston and I as the skipper and Gilligan. And sadly, we look better like that.
Did they send that out?
I think they did, because a couple people got it. Yeah.
Found. let me go to, we just lost Sue. Let me go next to Leslie. Hi, Leslie. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys rock!
Yeah. Thank you, Leslie.
Steve Preston, Casey Boy, Kathy. When you guys
Nick. And Nick. Now let's not forget about Nick here too, Nick.
Nick.
Thank you. Okay. Feel the love.
That button on my radio. I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? My kids got in here, mixed up my radio stations. I was so mad. I called that station I don't know how many times. It took me 5 days to get a hold of them.
Gee, you think they busied out the phones by any chance?
What's that?
They might have been busying out the phones while you were calling. Yeah,
oh
it's possible.
God, I was so irate. I'm like, I know it's not your fault, but you guys suck. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
it.
And like I said, over the course of the next few days, we'll try to, tell you what's been going on and why everything happened. Actually, it's going to take a little while before we can talk about that, I think.
Of course, though, during the couple of months, huge major news stories occurring.
As always.
And we were sitting there going, damn it!
I know.
If we were on, we'd definitely be talking about
like
this.
The time when McGreevy came out, we were on vacation. When the war started,
I was at Couples in the Grill.
Steve was on vacation.
Tsunami.
The tsunami.
We were on Christmas vacation.
The Pope dies. I mean, all this stuff happens. So it's just our luck. So we should never, ever, ever take one single day
off
if we want to avoid any disasters in the world. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We're going to get some music news in just a little bit. So stay put. Preston and Steve Show on MMR. WMMR, 93.3 MMR Rocks. It is Preston and Steve. Good morning, friends. It is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. Mixes on the clouds today. High 74. It's going to be a beautiful, perfect day today. 74 degrees. Then we're going to cool off tonight. And then looking at 66, the high tomorrow. And then Wednesday, 68 or so.
All right.
Little dip in the temps, but it should be pretty cool.
We're actually getting a spring this year.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Was it last year that we segued straight from winter to summer?
We went from Siberia to Arizona.
And that's when we all got sick as hell, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. We had to clap, too. So.
Man. We didn't try to bypass some of that. We will find out what we've learned this morning later on. We got some prizes to give away for that. As we go along, you'll learn some of the standard stuff that we do every day on the Preston and Steve Show. That will be on the way. But listen, we were talking a little while ago how great it is to be a part of the Greater Media family here at WMMR. And that includes several radio stations, WMGK and
Ben.
Ben FM is the new station. And what's
PEN?
PEN.
Oldies.
I've got to learn everything. But everybody has been so cool here so far. It's been great. And wouldn't you know, right when we're, in the midst of talking how great it is to work here, I got a delivery, a very cool flower bouquet over here.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Very nice.
And it says, Preston, great to have you as part of the MMR family. All the best. Cheers, Pierre Robert.
Aww.
Very cool of him to do that. And when we came in this morning, too, on our office door, did you see that?
Yes.
That's the entire sales
doo-doo
staff.
Doo-doo feces?
No, there wasn't doo-doo feces.
Feces everywhere. Yeah, a very nice welcoming.
No, on the door to the morning show office was a
dyed pig written in the and a helter skelter.
It was doo doo feces thrown all over the wall.
No, it was a beautiful note, from everyone.
That's
just
nice.
Very, very very nice.
Everybody in the sales staff and I think it was all from sales. I didn't get a chance to read everything because we had some work to do when we got here this morning. But it's stuff like that is just so inviting. It's really cool.
I'm going to bake brownies tomorrow.
Are you going to do that?
Oh, no, let me. Oh,
yeah, Kathy said yes.
Let her get right on that. So it's wonderful to be here at WMMR, and we've got lots of things that we're going to be doing. It's really weird. We've been in this holding pattern for a long time now because of these legal things that we had to go through, and we weren't sure if we were going to be off for 6 months or off for 2 weeks or what. And now we're back, and we're just going to try to get it all rolling now that we're going to be together on a daily basis and have the creative juices flow a little bit. So feel free to email any of us. Let's go through that. Mine is Preston@WMMR.com. I guess you're Steve.
Yeah.
Steve at WMMR.com.
I believe that's the case.
Is it just everybody? Their first name, Casey? What are you?
This is different.
Big sexy lover.
It's
Casey
what
Boy.
Are you?
At Casey Boy at WMMR.
All right. And that's Casey.
That's right.
Not K-C.
You could, if you go to WMMR.com, go to the Preston and Steve page, you could just click on email us.
Absolutely.
Okay. Kathy at WMMR.com.
Yep, with a K.
And some guy named Nick.
No, just Nick.
Oh, it's just Nick?
Yeah.
Like the word just? Or
No. Only Nick.
Nick.
Only Nick at MMR.
At WMMR.
How many more of those can you do?
.com. All right. Music news is something we need to do. Where am I in that?
Right here.
Number three right here. Let's see.
93 WMMR with Preston and Steve's music news.
All right.
Jeez, the balls on that guy.
I have information that you would like to be aware of. It is called music news, friends. We'll begin with this. Audio Slave's historic trip to Cuba 2 weeks ago, which is very cool that happened, which included an outdoor concert in Havana on May 6th, was filmed for future release on DVD. Tom Morello said the band wasn't sure what kind of response to expect from the country, although reportedly more than 50,000 people attended the show. He said a lot of them were singing along, some were making a mosh pit, some were salsaing, some were pogoing. Apparently they can do that.
Wow.
Some were pogoing as well. A lot of them just couldn't believe it was really happening. So this is going to be a DVD. There's no release date as of yet. Audio Slave fans, watch out for that. You're going to love it. Green Day's new video for its next single, Wake Me Up When September Ends, premiered on England's Channel 4 on Saturday night. The clip runs 7.5 minutes, features actor Jamie Bell of Billy Elliot.
Hey, look on the TV. It's Green Day, I believe. I don't see that much over here, Green Day.
And the upcoming King Kong remake.
Are they doing this? They're doing music for that?
No, no. The kid, Jamie Bell, is in Billy Elliot and in King Kong. Okay. I don't know if it's a girl, a guy, or
it's
kid, or an adult, or what. The video's director, Sam Baer, is perhaps best known for the legendary clip of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Wow.
I would imagine it's a pretty good video. Wake Me Up When September Ends deals with the passing of Billy Joe's father, and he recently told MTV that it's the most autobiographical song he's ever written and that he has trouble getting through it when the band performs
it. Is it the one that, Wake Me Up When September
Ends? No.
Leave me hanging because I just saw my father.
It's not as deep as that one. While touring in support of its 2002 debut album, Disclaimer, Seether unintentionally tried to beat Spinal Tap's record for highest number of imploding drummers. The band tried nearly half a dozen people behind the kit before finding ex-Nixon's drummer, John Hemphrey.
The Nixon's?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sister, yeah. I see you. Bassist Dale Stewart said that going through all those members was definitely a challenge. Seether's new album, Karma and Effect, arrives in stores on May 24th. The band's going to perform its single, Remedy, that night on ABC TV's Jimmy Kimmel Live. So you'll be able to see them do that. And one more quick story, then we got to take a break. Although it's been denied by no less than Bob Geldof himself, rumors continue to fly about a possible Live Aid 2 for this summer.
Wow.
It's going to be Electric Boogaloo. Live Aid 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Published reports say...
We got the Lockers, and we got Run DMC.
Published reports say that U2...
We Run?
We got Color Me Bad.
That,
the Lockers, everything.
That U2, the Rolling Stones, and Paul McCartney will all perform in London's Hyde Park.
We'll do the show.
In early July. And that there also might be one or more concerts here in the U.S. Bono did mention Live Aid at the show on
Saturday.
That
would be
night.
Wild.
He didn't say anything about an upcoming show, but he did mention that it was this is the 25th anniversary.
20th. Have you seen the DVD of they released the whole concert on DVD? It's pretty wild to see it.
I've not seen that.
Yeah.
You know what? Almost every time you go to the
it's a porn store.
No. When you go to Jersey to see a show.
Center.
Why am I blanking at the Tweeter Center? Aren't they always, isn't that the video that they're always playing in, like,
no,
because you always see the Hooters and stuff like
they
that.
They just released the DVD last year.
Okay, well then I'm totally wrong about this. The shows are said to be called Live 8, as they are supposed to come just before the G8 summit, which starts on July 6th in
Perfect!
In Scotland, that's where they're going to have that.
Look, it's a live in concert!
This year marks...
What the hell is that?
This year...
I got a G4.
Marks the 20th anniversary of the Live Aid concerts in London and Philadelphia, so they're very excited about it. It may happen. We'll have to see about that. And there you go. How about it, friends? That
Excellent.
Is your music news. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back in a second, and we do have the Bizarre file, and I'll explain why the name change if you want to hear about that.
You can pretty much guess.
I think
I'm
you can
sure,
figure it out. But the Bizarre file will be next, and we'll see what you learned as well this morning. Don't move. It's President Steve's show on MMR. We'll be back in a second.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WM.
Green Day on 93.3 WMMR. Holiday. It is 9:28. Today is Monday, our first day on WMMR. Thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. The next week or so is going to be figuring out what the hell we're doing.
We have a whole list of things we want to do. We just have to figure out exactly how to facilitate them.
How the hell we're doing things.
And we will, damn it!
We'll eventually get to it. It's about 74 today is going to be the high. Sun and clouds. Very nice day. Get out and enjoy it if you do have the opportunity to do so. Now, something that we will, those of you who are not familiar with our show, something we will do every day is to see how closely you've paid attention to the show and reward you for doing that, for sticking with us throughout the course of the morning. And we will take just one moment from the show and ask a question. If you answer it correctly, we'll set you up with some freebies. Case, what do you want to give away for this? I think
Let's give away Kinsey.
Kinsey?
I don't know.
The movie Kinsey?
Yeah.
Okay.
We call this The Lesson, by the way, and if you get it right, then we'll... I'm waiting for Casey.
Actually, we got something better.
Okay, we have... all right, I'm going to give you a $50 to Chili's Grill and Bar.
Ooh.
How about that? They have 18 area locations. Hamilton, New Jersey, and Montgomeryville, PA are the new ones, and you can try their new fire-grilled skewers. So how about
skewers?
That?
Chili's is damn good.
So here is the lesson question for the morning. During the celebrity trash, we found out...
No, we didn't.
We didn't do celebrity trash. We did Hollywood trash.
What are you talking about?
During Hollywood trash, we found out that Michael Jackson likes to eat his cereal in a very interesting way.
Dead.
What does he eat his cereal out of?
Apparently Michael Jackson's dead.
Dead. 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. If you get the answer correctly, I will set you up with that $50 gift certificate.
And now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Aha! Wow!
All right, here we go. I have some stories for you, my friends. Listen closely. We'll start with this. A guy named Ashanti Black. He's 22 years old. Walked into the Soundtrack Consumer Electronics Store.
I'm Big Dick Black.
greeting employee Jason Caldwell with a friendly "What's going on?" Caldwell said Black headed for the television sets. He picked up a Philips 23-inch LCD display model worth $1,300, draped his jacket over it, and started walking for the door. When asked to stop, Black said it was a matter of life or death that he had to take the TV. He said that he gave him some story about how someone was going to kill his mom if he didn't bring the TV home with him. To emphasize his point, Black allegedly whipped out a pocket knife and threatened Caldwell and then requested a favor. He said, "Can you give me a 10-second delay before calling the cops?" Caldwell didn't wait that long. Police soon found Black at a McDonald's a block away. The TV was in the ladies' room when he got there.
Hey, where's your mother?
A Kentucky man has been charged with drunken driving for riding a horse while allegedly intoxicated. Millard Greg Dwyer was arrested after he rode his horse onto a downtown street in front of an off-duty state trooper. Dwyer looked like he was about to fall off the horse. Dwyer admitted to being drunk and told officers that he had ridden the horse about 5 miles away. Dwyer told officers that he had consumed about a 12-pack and was charged with operating a vehicle other than a motor vehicle under the influence of intoxicants. Breath test showed Dwyer's alcohol level 0.244. Mustang. New mothers in China are being urged to donate breast milk to help save a baby monkey. The baby was born...
This is a crisis.
The baby was born...
Out, ladies.
3 weeks early. Its mother, Shanshana... No, Shanshan can't...
Now it's a whole different story.
...cannot produce enough milk for the premature baby and needs some help. And the milk of monkeys and humans is similar because they are all primates. The baby only needs a little each day. The baby is currently fed with cow's milk, and its chances of survival are low.
Hey, could they find a baby, I don't know, another monkey?
Without human help. Speaking of monkeys, an elite academy for army officers in India says its training programs are being ruined by a gang of monkeys. The National Defense...
When you're a champ, you're a champ.
The National Defense Academy is now seeking professional help. It says the Langur monkeys are disrupting training...
We're the Langur monkeys. You're a coach proud.
Disrupting training exercises, attacking cadets, vandalizing equipment, and ripping up plants. They descend in groups...
You want a piece of my big orange ass?
A mess of everything. The Academy admits it is stumped by the problem and has put out a tender calling for qualified organizations to control the monkey menace.
Hey, you
want to
play with me?
Officials want the monkeys tranquilized, sterilized, and released back into the wild. But the tender has...
I'm shooting blanks.
It has entered The desert has angered forestry officials who say the Academy's jungle location gives monkeys the right to roam if they want to. And I love this story. This apparently happened in Florida. The bed of a dump truck was stuck in the up position as it was traveling westbound on Route 9.
Oh, no.
And the driver decided to just go ahead and drive that nothing happened. A 10-wheel dump truck grabbed some overhead wires, in turn pulling down six poles with transformers, multi-lines, primary and secondary lines, cable, telephone, fire alarm cables across both directions of Route 9. One of the utility poles came down on a Green Forester SUV despite the wires. The driver... The driver was not injured. Pedestrians were not allowed near the toppled utility poles for more than 4 hours. And with all the wires down, transformers down, it was a very hazardous situation with electricity. The middle guardrail could have been electrified and could have electrified cars driving over the wires. Some commuters... stuck in the jam, left the car, and started out on foot after the event happened. So,
that's fun.
You'll learn that we abuse sound effects here on the Preston and Steve show as you tune into WMMR.
It's a paint the picture.
Yeah.
Marissa doesn't think it's funny.
No.
She's got a stone cold face over there. All right, let's go on and see if we can get an answer and see what we've learned this morning. Where's my music? Which one is this?
Oh, yeah, it's five.
Right here. All right. We were asking about Hollywood trash earlier this morning. And we wanted to know what Michael Jackson uses to eat his cereal out of. We found that out earlier this morning. Let's go to the phones, and we are going to go to William on the phones. I think it's William. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, William, what is your answer? What does Michael Jackson eat cereal out of?
He likes to eat his cereal out of little boy's butt.
Yes! Yes! You are a winner, my friend, and I have got a...
I almost eat the prize.
Oh, God.
It's a cooter ring.
I have a $50 gift certificate to Chili's Grill and Bar. All right, my friend?
Awesome.
Hold on the line. Visit one of Chili's 18 area locations now, including Hamilton, New Jersey, and Montgomeryville, PA, and try their new fire-grilled skewers, my friend. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Careful if you're a dump truck driver. Go mobile. We'll be right back.
Preston
and Steve
on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, shut up! Pearl Jam on 93.3 WMMR. It's Preston and Steve Show. Monday morning. Welcome to the program. And hopefully we'll have a beautiful relationship together from here on out. Get on board! We are going to have a letter for the day, which we'll get to in just a little while, and it's very simple. We give you a letter each and every day of the week, and by Friday it spells out a word, and if you happen to know what the word is on Friday and you call in when we tell you to call in, you're a designated caller. We got a prize for you, and we have qualifying prizes that go throughout the week.
Couldn't be more simple.
So listen for your chance. It'll be coming up in a little while. We will get to that. Hey, I saw the story, and this is one of the things that's been ongoing since we've been off the air, was the woman with the finger in the Wendy's chili.
Yeah.
And, of course, she was busted for that, like many other people have tried to do the hypodermic needles and the Pepsi cans and the... I don't know. There's been a ton of different things that people have tried to snag money out of.
The condom in the soup. What did that ever turn out to be? Do we remember?
The soup didn't want to have kids.
I don't remember what
ended up happening
with that. But this woman, I remember seeing the initial footage of her, there was first a question as to what went on, and they went to her house and they kind of ransacked the house. They were looking for, you know, clues as to what was up, and her tearful plea to the news media that this is ridiculous and they're just making a victim out of her and all this stuff, and of course everybody came to find out that she had done this somehow or another. They found out that it was a spoof, or not a spoof, but it was a scam, and she's trying to get money out of Wendy's. Well, the nail in the coffin has landed. They found the guy who lost the finger.
Oh, man.
And he is an associate of her husband.
You're kidding.
So they have now brought it all around together.
Wow.
And they know exactly what the deal was. The guy, now, at first I'm thinking, did this guy go and hack his finger off on purpose,
right,
as to be a part of this whole ploy?
Was it a work-related accident?
It was, yeah. It was a...
he was picking his nose?
It was a 1.5-inch finger, a portion of the finger. I don't know which finger. But they say that last month they had believed that the whole story was a hoax, and they arrested her in Vegas and charged her with attempted grand larceny. The owner was traced through a tip to a Wendy's. Yeah, thank you. It was traced through a tip made to a Wendy's hotline, because Wendy's
one of my son's friends.
Yeah. Wendy's apparently was, I think they were offering up like $100,000.
Yeah.
For information leading to the the final piece of information that would wrap this up.
They got the FBI involved. They were checking fingerprints on the finger that they found, and they couldn't figure out where it came from.
Well, they got a call, and the caller said that the man had lost the finger in December.
And I even gave him a kiss on the cheek.
And authorities positively confirmed that this subject was, in fact, the source of the fingertip. The nature of the industrial accident was not disclosed. That's apparently how he lost the finger.
Right. But he didn't have anything to do with it.
No, he had everything to do with it.
Well,
he lost the finger, and then they devised his plan. It's like, well, we have your finger. Let's stick it in some chili.
I lost my finger in the combine. Maybe we get some money from Wendy.
But they haven't come out and said if they know for sure if the guy was in on it 100%.
Okay.
But the man gave the finger fragment.
You using that?
He gave the finger.
Listen, I need that back. I'm going to get some money from Wendy.
So he gave it to the husband of the woman.
I want you to have this. I couldn't buy you a ring, so I gave you my finger.
So he
it's not my F.U. finger. It's just a good one. It's my, I'm pointing at you because you're my friend finger.
He gave it to the guy, and I don't know if he was in on it or not. The guy, let's see. Actually, her husband, Jamie, was arrested this month on identity theft charges unrelated to the Wendy's
case. Oh, this is a great family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So isn't it just...
Didn't have no damn finger.
Perfect.
Used it up already.
Authorities are considering additional charges to the woman and her husband.
Do I need my nutsack? I'm thinking of going to Burger King.
Wendy's had offered a $100,000 reward and has said that it lost millions in sales since the woman made the claim while visiting her family in San Jose. And dozens of employees, by the way, at the company were laid off.
Oh.
I guess because of revenues lost or something like that as a result of this. That's really weird.
Well, they were trying to get some money back this weekend. They were giving away free Frosties at all the Wendy's.
Yeah, I didn't.
I love Frosties.
I didn't take care of
that.
So
the mistake, though, never think that a Frosty is a shake. Because it's not. I ordered a Frosty thinking it was like a chocolate shake. It's much harder, and I literally sucked my own brain through the straw.
Hang on a second here. Russell's got a comment. Russell? No, Russ. Hello?
We're calling Russell.
This is Russell's finger.
We lost Russell. Russell apparently lost his finger in a tailgate or something like that.
Oh.
Anyway, so the woman has been, this is it.
Well, I'm glad they got her.
And you know what? Was there any word on how much money she was trying to get out of
them? Oh, millions.
Millions?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
the woman who spilled hot coffee on her lap at McDonald's got like $7 million. Imagine what she was looking at.
So this woman could, in fact, she could go to jail for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Grand larceny.
And it was not the first time that she'd sued a large company. She tried scams like this before with other restaurants and a grocery store. She has a history.
You're kidding me.
No,
I can only do it 10 times.
and one more quick story that I saw I thought was interesting to pass along to you guys. British retail billionaire Philip Green hired Destiny's Child to perform at his son's bar mitzvah.
This is obscene.
The stars are set to entertain guests at the three-day event on the French Riviera, and it's estimated. Take a guess, you guys. Steve, you know the story.
Yep.
Guess how much this guy spent on his son's bar mitzvah.
Okay. I'm going to say $2 million.
Nick?
Half a million?
Casey, you see.
I'm going to guess $7.4
million. $7.4 million for a bar mitzvah. Justin Timberlake is possibly performing as well.
Well, then. The pony that the kids ride on is made of solid gold.
Mr. Green is said to have chartered a plane to fly about 200 of his family's friends to the bash this weekend. The guests are being put up at the exclusive Hotel Du Cap near Cannes, with the actual bar mitzvah itself expecting to take place at a synagogue temporarily being set up inside the building.
So that's ridiculous.
They're bringing a synagogue. This guy lives.
When I think of bar mitzvahs, though, I do think of Destiny's Child.
Absolutely.
He's all of their Yiddish music.
Have a Nikila.
Cause I'm a rabbi.
But Mr. Green lives in nearby Monaco, and he has built up a fortune of more than $6 billion.
Wow.
And can apparently afford to spend $7.4 million.
You know how he got that money?
On a bar mitzvah, no.
He put a finger in a fries.
And that's how he got it.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Very interesting. What is it?
Oh, this is the concert. This is Destiny's Child. Opening number.
I always think of them.
All night rave. They have glow yarmulkes.
Throwing them around each other. It's obscene, folks. It's obscene. All right, well, listen, we got to take a quick break. We will come back. We are going to return, and we'll get our letter for today, correct?
Yes. I think that's a letter of the day.
That's what we're
going to do. That is a day that has a letter.
That's what we're going to be doing.
Legally, we got
to
figure out.
And I think, is Pierre supposed to make an appearance this morning?
Yeah, he should have been here 10 minutes ago.
We'll chat with
him. We're staying here until he gets in.
In just a second. So do not move. It is the President and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR.
Preston and Steve on 93.3
WMM. Hey, dear friends. Got to chat with you for just a moment about Singular Wireless. Big fans, Steve and I are of Singular Wireless. And in fact, this whole time we've been off, we've been abusing our Singular phones like crazy.
Crank calling with the phone, it's great.
But right now, you can get the power of the Force with Singular Wireless, and you can get two free tickets to Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith.
Whoa!
Singular Wireless has partnered with Star Wars to be the only wireless company to bring you cool Star Wars ringtones, graphics, and downloads from all six movies, nonetheless. If you buy a Sony Ericsson Z500 or Sony Ericsson S710 camera phone, you will get two free tickets to Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith. Both phones are preloaded with free Star Wars extras like ringtones, graphics, a game demo, and more. And plus, the Sony Ericsson Z500 comes with a free Star Wars faceplate after the rebate card. And only Singular customers get Star Wars downloads from all six movies. Ringtones, you can get Yoda, Darth Vader breathing, the Imperial March, and much more. Graphics, all Star Wars characters. Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and Star Wars Ask Yoda are some of the games. Check it out. Singular, raising the bar. Do what I did. See our friends at Singular or visit them online at Singular.com for phones, features, and location near you. Certain restrictions and other charges apply. Coverage not available in all areas. See the store for complete details. Very nice to hear some Van Halen this morning.
Super.
MMR Rocks, it is the Preston and Steve Show. It's about 3 minutes after 10 o'clock. Monday morning, our first day. First day. Wow, it went by quickly.
Yeah, it was great.
It's been nice. And I tell you what, it feels really good to be back in the groove again. And thank you already for all the positive response, getting tons of emails in. Our email address is just our names with MMR.com on there, or WMMR.com, Preston at WMMR.com. Except for Casey, it's Casey Boy at WMMR.com if you need to get in touch with us. And as we get things smoothed out a little bit, we're going to add some features and do some other things and bring back some stuff that we already love to do. So listen as we go along. But a big thank you to Mr. Pierre Robert. making us feel so welcome here in our new home by sending us some flowers this morning. Thank you, Pierre.
Pleasure, pleasure. Welcome, kids. Nice to have you. It is great to have you guys, actually.
Not wonderful to be here. You know what? We actually, we as a group sent you something one time.
Yeah.
When we stole Nick from you.
Remember?
And he came to work at Y100.
You mean when I got rid of him?
Oh, is that how it went?
I had sent over, there's a great thing, I think it's called Wine Country Baskets. And
wow.
Or Country Wine Baskets. Anyway, I sent over...
Well, why am I in the Country Baskets?
We sent over a big thing of, it was like, you know, popcorn and pretzels and candy and you know, all kinds of great things. You were on vacation... And I followed through. Somebody signed for it. Got here.
Huey the mailboy has it at his house, and he had a big party with it, I'm sure.
Somebody snagged it. So.
No, I'm sorry I never got it, but thank you.
Not our pleasure.
You. Are you making that up, Preston?
No. Remember, Nick, I got all bent out of shape about that, man.
When you sent it.
And Huey did sign for it, so I'm pretty sure he's the one who stole it.
We'll get to know Huey as we go.
We couldn't be happier to have you guys. It's a wonderful program. You sound great this morning, and it's an interesting. I was thinking about it on the way in because what you're faced with is an audience that you guys had at Y100, and then the audience that we already have here at MMR, and blending those two universes.
Right.
And I think it's a great thing because people here at MMR, our audience have always been very welcoming to people who are real, and you're all nice, and you're all based in this community, which is, you know, we didn't import some show from Cleveland.
Right.
Fart Boy and Chicken Man.
I mean,
they're not bad though, Pierre.
Fart Boy and Chicken.
Well, I mean, there are just so many just hideous and foul radio morning shows, with all due respect to none of them.
Yeah.
And so having somebody, two guys that are quality, that care about the community, and Kathy and Casey Boy, and unfortunately Nick. I'm sorry, I just had, you gave me the late shot, now you get two or three back that as a result. At any rate, having, you know, it is my ship, and I'm trying to steer it, but there's an iceberg ahead, I fear. At any rate, having people of quality that are based in this community, that love this city, and blending these two audiences, I think you'll find the MMR audience quite willing to welcome you with open arms, and you're bringing over an audience, so blending those two families, if you will, I like the family analogy, I think is a great way for us all to begin, so here's to you.
The Manson family, but not... No, thanks. Yeah, and we are very humbled by the response already. It's been really, really nice.
Well, I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that.
I think it's going to be it's a nice transition from you guys into me. Now, don't count on this little chat every morning.
No, we're fully expecting to go to 10:30.
Well, because from time to time, I don't really like to say late. I just like to say I'm running ever so slightly behind.
Okay. Okay.
So if on some fateful day, one... What are you laughing at?
It's never happened before.
You've never... You don't know anything.
Right.
The Schultz, I know nothing.
I know nothing.
I've seen nothing. At any rate, on those occasional days, rare though they may be, that I might run ever so slightly behind, I hope you're will be tolerant, et cetera, forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Go to a record.
As long as your intern's here.
Yeah, we've been brought up to speed on PST.
Yeah.
The Air Standard Time.
Thank you.
We totally respect that, and if we could do it, we'd do it too, man.
We just plan to play Tommy by The Who and
just let it roll.
Wait till you get in.
That's cool. I like that.
Hey, did you enjoy the U2 show on Saturday? Yeah. We spoke at length about that earlier this morning.
I thought it was very, very good. Yeah. I actually didn't think it had quite the energy of the Elevation tour. I
agree.
I thought it was good. I give it a B. I thought the last one was an A, though, and I say that very carefully because I love the band. I think they're passionate and on fire, and I love the record, the new record. But they seemed... I heard Bono yesterday at the Soul Game. Some of the backstage staff were saying that he was a little ill.
Mm.
So it just seemed like the pacing was a little off in the inner. But it's early on in the tour. I'd like to see how this develops, not only next Sunday when they come back, but in October when they return again. I predict great things for the tour. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was great, and we categorize it just like that. Steve and I went to the Elevation tour, and in the middle of it, we're looking at each other going, this is the greatest band on the earth.
Fantastic.
And I've seen them five or six times, and I would, you know, it was good. It's never bad. It's never bad with U2,
right.
But when I have other shows to compare it to, I didn't think it was amazing, but a wonderful show, as always. And there were a few, like you said, it's early in the tour, there were a few little miscues, little miscommunications that happened. I know at one point, we talked about this earlier in Vertigo, Bono went into the...
Bingo.
The chorus of the... No, he didn't go into Bingo.
B-I-N-G-O.
love to hear Bono do Bingo.
B-I-N-G-O.
And Bingo.
Bingo was his name.
But he went into the chorus when the band was still playing the
I didn't catch
the verse.
That's interesting.
And then he goes, just bass and drums, bass and drums. And they kind of brought it back around. But, you know, they're so great. They're
we'll have a lot of flashbacks of the show. We had our roving rock microphones there, and I was sitting next to Matthew Frederick Cord,
yes.
In fact. And so we have some running commentary that we'll play back for you later on. But it was cool, and I really look forward to seeing it evolve.
It was interesting. After the show, Pierre had Brett Hamilton, Elektra, and Matt Cord on the post-concert coverage. It was like a little Y100 flashback. And you, Preston, were on as well.
Earlier, yes, pre-show. Pre 7 or 8 beers, I was on the show, which was nice. Fortunately, my wife drove home that night.
That's what wives are for.
All right, well, Pierre.
Great to have you,
it's going to be great seeing you around 10:30, 11 o'clock every morning.
I'll do the best I can, and that's all a good soldier can do.
Absolutely. Pierre Robert. The best. The absolute best. All right, let's give. What are we doing for the letter, Casey? Are we going to give a letter today,
yes.
and then we'll just do the week by Friday, right?
Yeah, something like that.
All right,
don't know what the prize is.
We don't have the little production piece ready.
It's going to be incredible. So yeah. Just give any letter you want.
So, Steve, Casey, letter. You're going to give the letter, right?
Yep.
Okay.
The letter of the day
is.
Who's got the music?
The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter
P, as in Preston and Steve,
or Pierre,
or Pierre.
Keep track of the letters, and then by Friday, that will make a word, and we will have some sort of. I don't even know what
it's the weekly
is,
word.
Yeah, it's something with Kinsey.
We have that for you. All right. Well, a couple of thank yous. Thank you, of course, to everybody who tuned in this morning and who has been with us in the past and is now going to be a new member of the family each and every day here on WMMR. And like I said, if today hasn't blown you away, don't worry about it. Give us a week or so; you'll come around eventually. It happens. And thanks to everybody here, the staff at WMMR. They've been great. And I have show sponsorships, right?
Yes, you do, mister.
All right, the President Steve Show is brought to you today by Fox 29 and A Current Affair on Fox 29. TV's most daring news magazine is back. A Current Affair, weeknights 11 on Fox 29. Also brought to you by Molson. Nothing brings friends together like a fine, crisp Canadian brew. Molson in bars since 1786. And also brought to you by Royal Caribbean and Liberty Travel, the best place to book your Royal Caribbean cruise. Get out there. That's it. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, gang. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.